It's time for Benedict and Raven football, heard on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7, and streaming at carefm.com. Benedict and Raven football games are brought to you by Hamada Wealth Management. Contact Ken Hamada at 913-379-8690. Today's game features your number 7 ranked Benedictine College Ravens hosting the number 4 Mustangs from Morningside. Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services. Thanks for listening to Benedict and Raven Football on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Brought to you by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Stay tuned. The Amberwell pregame and Bank of Atchison coaches show featuring Benedictine head coach Joel Osborne begins right after these messages.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
We got head coach Joel Osborne with us of the Benedictine Ravens. Coach, there's not enough time between now and kickoff to talk about all the good things that your team did last Saturday in that impressive win against Clark.
Yeah, I thought we came out ready to go, Tom. You know, we were fishing on offense. Jackson Dooley did a good job finding our playmakers. Jay Sean Todd and Jacob Gathright set the tone. Our tight ends did an excellent job in the pass game as well. You know, it was good to see LeBron Jackson and Matthew Sanford get their first taste of a touchdown. And, you know, we got the running game going too a little bit. I mean, we did that pretty much the second half, but because we're so efficient passing in the first half. But, again, I thought our defense was ready to go. They were locked in. You know, I mean, I think they scored 2 touchdowns on us and 2 legit drives. Other than that, though, our defense held them down and forced a lot of punts, and our punt return game was good, got us set up in good position, and then they had some short punts as well. So, I mean, our defense did a good job putting us in good position.
Jackson, as I remember, and I'm just kind of pulling this off the top, like maybe 11 of 11 in his first 11 throws. I mean, he was just spot on all day.
He was ready to go, you know, and we had a good plan, and he was getting the ball up quick, and, you know, and whether it's throwing underneath screens or a quick game or hitting the intermediate seams, the ball was out quick and it was on our guys and they were doing a nice job of catching and running. And we had some good things put in for them. I thought that we came out and executed and it's good to see that.
As a former quarterback, you understand that quick release, knowing where your guy is going to be, all the difference in the world. And you could see he was anticipating his receivers and was putting it out there where he knew they would go.
Yeah, it's a big deal. We talk about timing. Timing can be the difference between not making a catch and making a catch, and between making a catch and making a catch for a touchdown, you know. And so he threw on time, and that's one of his strengths. And so we're looking for that again this week.
And you got a chance then, as the game wore on, to utilize all three of your quarterbacks got a little PT.
Yeah, they did. I thought Luke came in and did a great job. He was efficient as well. Had a couple nice touchdown passes, and then Brady Boyles finished the game out for us and did a good job there.
Got to show off the depth a little bit. You had, 11 guys catch the ball, 11 guys ran the ball. You don't get to do that real often.
No, there's no doubt. And I thought overall that was good to see. And we had a lot of guys play on special teams. We had a lot of guys play on defense as well. And really we were so sound on defense that there's no one statistic that really stands out to me. I mean, guys played well, but you know, that would just, that's a good sign of a good defense is when it's pretty sound and well-rounded. I think Jagger really stood out though when you're watching the game live and the plays he's making and in the backfield from Mike linebacker and especially in the run game. And it's pretty special. And then some of the plays he made on perimeter passes where he's tracking the back down and then you could feel the hits he was delivering.
Tanner Zimmerman, couple of catches, couple of scores. This kid's got good wheels.
He does. He's got good size. He runs well and he's got good hands. And, you know, Coach Leonard's done a nice job developing him, and he's a really good compliment to Reed Levi. And, you know, when you got to get those guys on the field at the same time, those are two big guys running down the field, and they do a nice job. They're well-rounded players. They help us not just in the passing game but also in the run game.
We saw a formation that I'd like you to talk about a little bit. At one point in time, you would have receivers, and we're talking the big guys. You had Tanner out there. You had Reed out there. You had Court out there. And Matt Stafford. You'd have, you know, all of those huge guys at one time. What do we call that package when we're watching the game? And what you got in mind?
Big
here?
And tall.
Big and tall.
No, but it's our 13 personnel, one back, three tight ends. And when we go to that, you know, we could personnel the receiver to whatever the play is designed to be. So, you know, with Matt or Cameron Dover, obviously those are bigger guys. You know, that's designed for, you know, maybe some balls to go up and get in the air. You know, if Jay Sean or Joseph Logwine or Gathright's in the game, maybe some perimeter speed stuff. So, you know, those it's a pretty special package because you can get in a heavy run or you can be spread out still and pass the ball.
And you mentioned a little bit about the defense. We got to talk about these guys because the offense is scoring touchdowns on his first six possessions, but that's because that defense has given up nothing.
Correct. I mean, we're getting the ball right back, staying in rhythm. And, you know, Coach Cook, credit to our staff for the game plan that they had, and they came out and executed it. And, you know, Clark had a new quarterback. They were playing, their starter was hurt, so they moved a receiver to quarterback. I thought he was athletic and did a pretty good job, though, for being he doesn't play the position all the time. But, you know, I thought the D-line harassed him, you know, just like I said, Jagger was a big-time player at linebacker. And then in the secondary, we did a good job shutting down those throwing windows. I mean, you know, you got Hoskins and Kyle Rowland and Javai Blomquist and Fabian Njika and Blue Cappinger. All those guys can run. They're smart. And then we got a few guys that play along with those guys that do a nice job as well.
And of course, I love the big guys up front. I'm telling you, you got guys like Isaac and Heath. And yeah. I mean, what disruptors they are in the front.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, Heath's going to be a nightmare to block one-on-one on the edge. You know, and if you watch some of the third down stuff, there's a package you need to pay attention to when Heath lines up over the nose guard. I mean, that's a big time deal for us. And, you know, it just gets him a little closer to that quarterback so he can get there a little quicker. But it turns into one-on-one matchup with the center, and that's not good for most centers in our league.
And in some of those, as I'm thinking here, some of those third down situations, you're also bringing in another local kid. Hernandez comes in, you know, you get him up in that front.
Yeah, he's a part of that package I was talking about. So, you know, it's a good package. We had to go against him in practice last week, and it wasn't fun, I can tell you that. Those guys do a great job. It's good to see Xavier get out there. And, you know, he's worked hard for 2 years, and now he's kind of found a role within our program and getting himself some playing time, which is great to see.
Now, you come up against an opponent who, in Graceland, you know, fans remember many, many years ago, Graceland was pretty good, but that's been a long time. Coach has come in, you know, and you brought Coach Ross in, and he's now, what, second year? And he's kind of changed that culture there.
Yeah, so, I mean, they're much more athletic than they were when I first got here. They've changed their scheme as well. He's got a gunslinger at quarterback, his son, Cade Ross, and then got one of the best receivers in the country, and Gerald Monroe. So, you know, they're pretty special in the passing game, and you've got to be on your A game. And no matter what the score of the game is, the down and distance is, you have to be ready to play, and it doesn't matter where out on the football field. So, you know, we've got our hands full this week. You know, I have all the faith and confidence in our defensive staff and our defense to come out there and get some stops. And I think conversely on offense, I think, you know, this is where we gotta be able to sustain some drives and keep those guys off the field. We definitely want to score points because that helps give everybody confidence. But, you know, special teams is going to be another area where we have to find a big advantage. And, you know, maybe that's a block kick. Maybe it's a return for a touchdown. You know, we got to continue to be solid with our kicking game. Harry Balky's done a really nice job with field goals and extra points. So, you know, that's, we have consistency there right now because we have a really good snapper in Zach Phillippe. Brunner's a really nice punter. And then Balky's done a great job kicking. And I really like our schemes. And then, you know, we just got to continue to get better. The biggest thing I want to see from week two to week three is us get better fundamentally. We did from week one to week two, but we're not where we need to be a great team yet with our fundamentals. And that's what we need to continue to do is get better. And we thought, I felt like we had a pretty good week of practice. So, that's been an emphasis for us.
Is it JV playing this week?
We are. We ended up, so we're playing Missouri Valley on Sunday at 4 p.m. We ended up having a jamboree, JV jamboree, where we did two scrimmages. We played Ottawa, and then we played Sterling College, and that was last Monday, and that went really well. Our kids came out ready to go. We didn't give up any touchdowns, and I think we scored 9 touchdowns in essentially 4 quarters of football. So our kids looked really good, and it was fun to see. There were some kids when the lights came on that really surprised us in a good way.
And so if fans want to come up and see a little Sunday football,
yeah.
I got no Chiefs, so tell me when it is.
4 p.m. on Sunday at Wilcox Stadium. We play Missouri Valley, and it's going to be a good game, and we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, and again, you find some diamonds in the rough. Sometimes,
yeah.
you know, a guy will step up and say, hey, here's my chance to show Coach something.
That's absolutely correct. That's happened the last 2 years. Last year, we played Kansas Wesleyan and JV, and Dalt Witherspoon rushed for about 150 yards, and lo and behold, he was playing varsity at the end of the year.
There you go. Now, Graceland, it seems like, you know, a year or two ago, they wanted to throw a lot of passes. I mean, they're setting records for completions, but they were 2 or 3 yard passes behind the line of scrimmage passes. Are they still that short pass team, or what are we going to see?
Yeah, they're going to spread you out, and they're going to throw it all over. They'll throw a ball downfield on you if you're going to give them tight coverage and nothing over the top, and then they'll also try to throw underneath with some screens, but they'll also give their back the ball as well when they spread people out. So, you know, we've got to be ready to cover all, you know, games. So, you know, it's definitely one of those things where if we can hit the quarterback like we did a year ago, that really affected him, and then he started throwing some balls our way. And, you know, got those guys, you know, off their game a little bit, and it really got us rolling. We took advantage of that a year ago. So we're going to try to use that same formula this year.
One last question. First road game of the year. I know a lot of coaches will tell me, you know, we love being at home and we love playing in front of the home fans, but sometimes it's easier to get on the bus and not have to deal with all those sundry things that go into being a host.
Yeah, we're looking forward to getting on the road this week. It's going to be a challenge for us. We'll go into a good environment. These guys are 2-0. They're playing well. And, you know, we've got some guys that haven't played before, but we are a veteran group. We've got, I'd say, 80% of our roster right now that's on the varsity has been on the road before and traveled with us. So we're going to try to use that to our advantage for sure. You know, the other thing I was going to tell you, Tom, we're looking forward to is we get Tim Glazier back this week on the D-line.
That's great, so, yeah.
Yeah, that'll be really good. He'll be a big asset for us, and he'll rotate in there with Isaac Anderson and play a lot of snaps.
Coach, appreciate your time. Best of luck here this afternoon.
Thank you very much, Tom.
You've been listening to the Bank of Atchison Coaches Show on your home for Benedict and Raven football, Care Radio 93.7. The Amberwell pregame continues with the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game right after this.
DQ presents the sound of falling hard.
Whoa!
No, not that fall. Everyone's favorite season fall. It's the sound of falling with the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. A bonfire with a pumpkin pie blizzard. A brisk stroll with a snickerdoodle cookie dough blizzard. A folk concert with a Reese's peanut butter cup pie blizzard. Fall hard with all 7 flavors on the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. DQ. Happy tastes good.
As we get set for Ravens kickoff this evening, it's now time for your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game. Benedictine comes into this ballgame after a big win last week where the offense really started to click. They need to continue that offensive efficiency, starting with the quarterback and reigning Heart of America Athletic Conference Player of the Week, Jackson Dooley, who put up big numbers last week, 7 touchdowns already this season. Continue to do that, the offense will roll. On the defensive end, the secondary has to be ready to take the ball away. No turnovers last week against Clark. Now, you're playing against a Graceland team who likes to put the ball in the air a lot. They don't turn it over much. Quarterback Cade Ross has thrown 9 touchdowns already to 1 interception. So for your defense, you've got to be opportunistic this evening. Take the football away, they'll come away with a big win. With that, we're going to have kickoff coming up here next, as those were your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill keys to the game.
Thanks for listening to the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game, part of our Amberwell pregame show. We'll go live to Tom and Gus Counts at the stadium for play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis of Benedictine football right after these messages.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net.
At Amberwell, they prioritize your health, your time, and your care. Life's unexpected twists can't be put on hold. That's why they have a team of compassionate primary care providers ready to serve you with same-day or next-day appointments. Whether it's a sudden illness, a minor injury, or a regular checkup, Amberwell is there for you. With convenient locations in Atchison, Hiawatha, Highland, Horton, Lansing, and Troy, they're dedicated to keeping you healthy and happy. Don't delay your well-being any longer. Call 913-358-0828 or visit their website at amberwellhealth.org to schedule your same-day or next-day primary care appointment. Amberwell is committed to your health, your time, and your care.
It's time for Benedictine Raven football. 4 quarters of hard-hitting, action-packed, high-flying intensity. Our coverage of Raven football is brought to you by our proud Raven Sports Boosters.
Good afternoon and welcome to Lamoni, Iowa, where this afternoon the Benedictine Ravens begin the road portion of the Heart of America Athletic Conference schedule, as they are being entertained by the Graceland University Yellow Jackets. Hello again, everybody. We got Joseph. He's back in the K-Radio Sports Studio, producer, engineer, handling all the hard stuff. Uh-oh, we just had a break-in from the federal government.
Hello.
Yeah, it's okay. We're going to let them do that. Okay. Maybe that's enough of the emergency broadcast system. Thanks, guys. Here we go. We're back in Lamoni. Benedictine football on K-Radio. We mentioned first road game of the season. Gus, for a team, and I talked very briefly with Coach about this, but for a team, going on the road, it feels different. It is different than playing a home game. Not necessarily better or worse, but different.
Yeah, definitely different, right? Especially a night game, I think that really throws you off, because as a player, you get into a rhythm, you know what your schedule is. Like, you go to breakfast at this time, maybe you go to your locker at this time, you start turning on your music at a different time, and you get your tape. Now that throws that whole schedule off a little bit, and it's not a big problem, it's just something that you have to adjust to and get used to, and so when it's all said and done, yeah, it's a different thing. But for coaches, you got to think maybe they like it a little more being on the road, because you have those players in-house a little longer, right? Those guys are captivated by you the rest of the day. So, again, road games always bring their own interesting obstacles, if you will.
Yeah, you know what? I think that's probably one of the problems. I probably haven't started my music at the right time all these years.
Yeah, see? Tell me. You're off.
Team captains are coming together out in the center of the field. Let's talk about this field here at Graceland. It is very nice. It is relatively new, artificial surface. The field runs north and south. Visitor seating is a small area across the way from us. We are high atop the home stands, a ancient steel structure, and across the way behind the visitor's bench is soccer fields and ultimately a golf course, and you know, kind of a nice view across the way. Center of the field, the Graceland logo, Yellow Jackets and the Raven team captains out of the center of the field now reenacting the flip of the coin. What a great day. Lovely trip up, 80 degrees at kickoff time, a little bit warm. The wind is very light, 4 miles an hour right now, coming out of the east-southeast, and That barometric pressure is a little high at 30.09, but slowly beginning to drop. Sunset tonight, 7:34, so the second half of the game is going to be in twilight and into the darkness by the fourth quarter. The Ravens have won the flip of the coin and have elected to defer to the second half. It will be Graceland putting their offense out of the field to begin things here this evening.
Can I tell you, I'm a little distrusting tonight.
Because?
Because it's, 6 o'clock?
Yes.
We haven't flipped on the lights yet to make sure they work.
Oh, good night. That's a bad idea. I had those things on by noon just making sure that all the bulbs work. Sometimes
saying,
they don't.
After some of the things we've run into, it's good to just be sure.
So, by the way, as you have mentioned, it's the top of the hour. It's an opportunity for me to share with you the important knowledge that you're enjoying Benedictine football here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. Benedictine Gus coming out of the field with a uniform that I'm aware that you like. I'm still trying to decide if I love it or not. It is the, what I'm going to call the road red, okay? Brilliant red jerseys, red pants, the VC black helmet with white and black lettering and trim. For Graceland, it is a home white, not what you normally get in football. Usually in football, that is the home colors. In basketball and baseball, the home whites, but home white jerseys and pants with navy and gold lettering and trim. We're about ready to get underway here. Ravens are going to be operating from right to left across your dial in the first half. The breeze, again, minuscule. What little there is will be in the Ravens' face to start things here this afternoon. Single man is going to be back deep for Graceland. Their return man is going to be Trey Blake back there. The kicker for Benedictine, Cullen Bruner, right foot soccer-style kicker out of Marceline, Missouri. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it at 6:02. And here we go. The boot away, in over in. That is a nice kick. It is high. It is deep. The return man's going to feel it at the goal line, and he's going to bring it up the right side. Cutting over to the numbers at the 10, out of bounds at the 18-yard line. He wanted no part of any contact over here on the near side. And we got a lot of action on the sideline already. Oh, this is going to get good.
Oh. That time the return man brought the ball up the field, and right as he ran into Jared Heron in the vicinity, he said, yeah, I'm not about that. Let's step out of bounds and set my offense up at the 19-yard line. If you're going to do that, just call for the fair catch and get the ball to the 25.
Graceland, because as we were talking to the folks here, they were uncertain as to who is going to be the starting quarterback right up until this moment as he walks out of the field, and it's going to be who I think we anticipated. It'll be sophomore quarterback Cade Ross. Cade, the 6'3", 170 pounder, is going to take the snap, look left, they're quickly going to throw left. He's going to throw deep, and you're going to have to be somewhere just north of Bethany to have caught that one. It was way over the head of the intended receiver who had drawn double and almost triple coverage on the far side.
Yeah, the Ravens right there were not going to let Gerald Monroe beat them over the top. They had Javai Bloomquist playing over the top coverage, and Javai's a special breed. He is a linebacker on the roster, but he's a guy who can play over the top, kind of safety help, and he's tough to match up with.
Graceland, second down 10 from inside their own 20-yard line. This time it's going to be a little wraparound handoff, taken into the left side, into the line of scrimmage, and falling forward to the 22. Heath Baker with the defensive stop for Benedictine leaving. Graceland with a third down, and I'm going to call this third down seven. Personnel changes specifically for the Raven defense. Nothing really any changes for Graceland, although they're going to shift Gerald Monroe, the wide receiver, to the right side, which is now the wide side of the field. Quarterback Ross claps his hands a couple of times. The defense doesn't move. Now he's going to take a bit of time and look over to the near side. Plenty of time on the play clock as his dad sends the signals in to him from the near sideline. QB's back, looking left, hit. And bounces outside, hit again. Oh, he is going to be buried at the 10-yard line. Give it to Jagger Bluebell. Jagger and Heath Baker, they are going to become very good friends with Cade Ross if he doesn't get any better blocking than that.
Well, that time, Cade Ross turns around, and Heath Baker was right there, and he says, yeah, no. And he turns around and right then walks right in to Jagger Bluebell. And for Jagger, it's his third tackle for loss this season. And the Ravens are set to get this football back in excellent starting field position.
Parker Kerf, he's out of Dubuque, Iowa. He's a punter for Grayson, standing about 3 yards deep in his end zone. to boot it away. Then you're going to have Javai at the BC 45 for the return. This kick is a beauty. High, turns over. Return man's going to take it back at the 43, eludes the first to the 45, gets a block, turns up the field to the 50. Look at him go left high at the 45. Finally, Javon to the 40-yard line. That was a nice 18-yard return for Benedict's Deshaun Todd.
Deshaun, that was a great kick return. Let's just talk to him. What do you think?
I think at halftime we're going to do that. And so your halftime guest today for the Raven break here in the middle of the game is going to be the Santa Clarita, California native Deshaun Todd. But you ask him where he's from, he says, Los Angeles. I don't know the difference. I couldn't tell you. First and 10, Benedictine. Here's the handoff straight ahead. Look at him run. 40, 35, 34, 33-yard line goes Dalton Witherspoon.
Yeah, Dalton doing a great job running right up the middle. Jacob Morales makes the stop on the play for Graceland. For Morales, is going to be his fourth tackle of the season. And for Benedictine, they're looking at now a second and three.
Triangle set of receivers to the right side for Raven quarterback, the sophomore, Jackson Dooley. Motion is going to go to the right side. Witherspoon out of the backfield, and Jackson all alone back there will take the snap, flares it over to the right side. Going to be taken by Todd. He will get the first down at the 30, spins away at the 25, gets the angle to the 20, down to the 15. First and 10, Benedictine. But great catch and carry by Deshaun Todd, having a great start tonight.
Yeah, Deshaun Todd's a guy who likes playing against Graceland.
He liked it last year.
Yeah, last year, Deshaun only caught the ball three times against Graceland. He had 98 yards, two touchdowns, and then he decided to take an 86-yard kickoff return right back to the house.
First and 10, Ravens down at the 17-yard line. Moving the ball on their first possession of the game deep in Graceland territory. Two to the left and two to the right. BC taking a world of time. QB's back, looks right, throws right, and it may have been tipped a little behind the scrimmage. That is going to be the first incompletion of the game for BC.
So you look over to the far sideline, and Grayson's got a cornerback over there. It's going to be JT Brown. JT Brown feeling really good about that incomplete pass because he really did a lot to make sure that ball wasn't caught. And so, with that being said, I wouldn't be shocked if the Ravens don't go to him as Deshaun's going to line up out there wide to the right.
Again, second down, 10 Benedictine at the Yellow Jacket 17. Now they're going to bring Deshaun into the backfield and hand it to him from there. Deshaun gets behind his blockers, and he's not going to get much. A couple, 3 yards down around the 15-yard line. For Benedictine is the tackle made by the defensive end, E.J. Barrera. That's that offensive line for the Ravens. They've been great, and they're going to be leaning on them today. We've talked about a little bit how well they play. We got Avery Fuller, the 6'5", 255 sophomore. Jacoby Hinton, 6'2", 281. Rashad Beckham, the center, is a 6'2", 270 guy. Henry Lee, 6'3", 270 in the right tackle. Britton Smith, 6'4", 280. That's the Benedictine front five. Third down, 8 BC at the 15. Back to throw. Looking right, throwing right, has his man. It's going to be caught short of the first down, just inside the 10-yard line. The catch, good. The tackle, immediate, with no advance of the football.
Yeah, now Coach Osborne has a decision to make, but I really think... Oh, did I hit the other one?
Yeah, you're good.
I really think you leave the offense out on the field, right? Because Grayson's offense really struggled against your defense, so hey, leave him out there. Even if you don't get this, you still pin the Grayson offense in bad field position.
Ravens are going to bring Sean Wara. Is that Sean coming into the game?
No, running back
is going to be on the right side. No?
It's going to be... Yeah, Wara's wearing 23. Yeah.
Fourth down and four. Benedictine at the 12. Back to throw. Jackson Dooley sets up. Pressure's on. Throws left. Got a man wide open. At the 10. At the 5. At the 4. At the 3-yard line goes Jacob Gathright. First and goal, Ravens.
Sean Wara came in for that play and did a great job of getting up, being a part of the offensive line, and picking up that blitzer, giving Jackson Dooley plenty of time to scan the field. Fine. Jacob Gathright for a first down. Now, the Ravens are going to that big and tall type set.
We talked to Coach about that at the pregame. When he says big and tall, not just kidding. You got Matthew Sanford, a 6'4". Receiver wide to the right. Now he's going to come into the middle. You got Tanner Zimmerman. You got Reed Levi. You got Court Mattson. 6'4", 6'5", 6'4", 6'4". Here we go. First and goal, couple of yards away. The turn, the handoff, dancing, twisting, turning, scoring. Touchdown, Ravens!
John Wara. The freshman from Frisco, Texas, his first TD of 2023.
Touchdown in a Raven uniform for Sean Wara right there. And Benedictine took the tight end, Court Madsen, ran him in motion to the left, then kind of did that shuffle motion back behind the center, snapped the ball, Wara runs right behind Court Madsen, and Madsen opened up an avenue.
Harry Balke in for the PAT. Coach talked about the great snap of Philip Bye. And a hold here as a kick is on its way, and it is up, and it is not successful, and we're going to take a timeout off the missed PAT. Timeout of the field with 9:30 to go. We're in the opening quarter in Lamoni, Iowa, where it is Benedictine 6, Graceland scoreless.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Other value menus have burritos, maybe even nachos. But only Taco John's Valueist menu has the cheese-loving audacity to put nachos inside a burrito. With crunchy tortilla chips, creamy nacho cheese, and zesty sauces, our new Nacho Crunch burritos pack two melty faves into one. Try them with seasoned beef for just $2 or grilled chicken for $3. This might be our cheesiest menu ever. The Valueist menu, only at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
The ball can get to the lane, and Trey Blake will field it a yard deep in the end zone, and for the second time, he's going to bring it out. This time up the numbers on the right side. We'll get across the 25 to the 26-yard line. Grayson will begin its second possession of the afternoon, first and 10 at their own 26. Ravens in front, 6-0. The TD and then the missed point after.
Grayson. The Ravens defense out there had a really good stop on the first possession of the ball game, and now looking to make it 2 in a row.
Quarterback is still going to be Cade Ross. He'll look over to the near side. Darius Thomas is his running back, a 5'7" back out of Newton, Georgia. Last year against BC, 7 rushes for 31. Quarterback is going to boot to the right side. He's got blocking. That's going to be a nice run at the 30, up to 35, and he will look into the eyes of the Raven defender closing in on him and step out of bounds very deftly right in front of the Raven back, and it will be first and 10. It was Fabian Ejika who is closing in. Ross just got it, let him get right at his nose and then sidestep out of play. But a nice gain of enough to pick up a first down to the 37. And again, the QB would look over to the near side. Ravens up 6-0 in the early going, scoring on their first possession of the day. Thomas is going to settle over to the left side of the quarterback, two receivers each way. Wraparound handoff, straight ahead run, putting his head down, getting across the 40, up to the 41-yard line, picking up 4 on a first down run is going to be Adarius Thomas. Last week, Thomas, 10 carries for 59. It's good to see that number out there, Gus. Big number 95 for Benedictine.
Yeah, Tim Glazer in on the stop right there. Tim, been injured a little bit early on in the season, but good to have him back there for his first game out this year.
Second out and a half dozen, Grayson. Trying to put together a bit of a series here at their own 41-yard line. There's little, if any, breeze out there. The flag just dangled. Now the quarterback again. He's going to boot to the near side. Now throw late. Got a man wide open, and he's going to score. That's going to be a touchdown, Grayson, as Benedictine was taken in, and Gerald Monroe is going to take what will be written down as a 59-yard touchdown reception.
Gerald Monroe is basically the home run hitter for Grayson. He's a guy who last year against Benedictine had 13 catches, but he had 205 yards and a touchdown.
Grayson looking to take a lead. It'll be Alex Tuyo out of Orlando, Florida, Harmony High School. Tuyo to kick. Long, long pause. Now it's down, picked up off the ground, and the kick is going to be up. It wobbles around, but it gets through, and Grayson is taking the lead. We got a timeout here in Lamoni. Down to 8:17 to go. That series just took just about a minute and a half, less than. 8:17 to go in the opening quarter. The score now, Graceland is 7, Benedictine 6.
Community banks play a vital role in our local economy by lending to small business owners and farmers while providing essential banking services that small towns and rural communities like ours need. For generations, we've offered products and services for those who live in our neighborhoods and beyond. With 10 area locations and internet banking, we can serve you better. We are proud of our community and appreciate our customers.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer with a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry. They provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts, whether it's for your passenger vehicle or your heavy duty parts for the big trucks. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Well, a great series that took a minute 10 gets them on the scoreboard and the kick away high end over end. And the Ravens are going to take it at the goal line. Here they come. Up the middle of the 10, 15, and stumbling across the 20-yard line. A bit of an ankle tackle is going to trip up the Raven kick return by Jay Sean Todd. And BC will have it first and 10 at their own 20-yard line. So for the Ravens, their second possession of the afternoon will begin in much poorer field position at their own 20-yard line. 7-6 Graceland. Yellow Jackets coming into the ball game today, 2-0. Ravens coming in today at 1-1. Jackson Dooley running back on his left hand. Receivers both ways. Back to throw. Looking downfield, throwing downfield. He's got his man. It overshot him. That was going to be an 80-yard touchdown strike, but Jacob Gathright, even with his phenomenal speed, Gus, could not get underneath that pass that was thrown about 3-4 yards too deep.
Can I tell you, I feel like that's a play that you probably come right back to. I mean,
you're not done with that play.
Jacob gave a little bit of a stutter step at the line and then just blew by his defender. And it was a nice job by Jackson to find it, but you got to get maybe a little more air under that pass and allow Jacob to get there for the catch.
Like the play call, second down 10. QB's back there again, setting up a screen. It'll be complete over to the right side to Witherspoon, who breaks the first tackle and is going to advance the ball across the 25-yard line to the 27, 28. Looks like they're going to spot him down. So that was a nice job as Dooley was getting a lot of pressure, quickly got it away, and Witherspoon, the key to that, pulled away from the first guy.
Going to get a minus-minus tomorrow during film. You know why? If you run that screen to the right, it's a great play. Catch the ball, slow down. You had big Henry Lee out there, and if you slow down for just a second, Henry Lee knocks that guy out of bounds, and you get a big run up the sideline. Instead, he raced past his offensive lineman on a screen pass, and so, again, just a little more patience on that play from Dalton.
That's like out-kicking your coverage?
Yeah, same concept.
There you go. Third down, 3. Benedictine at their own 28. They fake the jet sweep. It's a direct snap to Jay Sean, and he's going to be short of the first down. Dropped at the 30. Do you think he's got it?
Got it.
I think he's short. We'll see. They're going to bring it up, and they're going to spot this thing down just across the 30, and the Ravens are going to look at a fourth down 1. And the kind of a wildcat to Jay Sean comes up short, and Benedictine is going to punt it away. And I'm not so sure I would even punt the ball right here. Here comes Cullen Bruner to put a toe to it. Cullen will stand at his own 15-yard line. Single return man is going to be Trey Blake for Grayson and his own 35. So Yellow Jackets should get some superb field position. Thought the Ravens might roll the dice on this a little bit. Snapback is perfect. The boot away. That's a nice kick. Return man goes back, takes it at the 30. No fair catch call, and he'll bounce outside. Going to be hit, spins forward to the 35.
That time getting down there for the Ravens on kick coverage, going to be Court Madsen. Tight end, he's your personal protector, and that time got down the field and made the tackle.
I'm also going to give some props to Joel Mavis down there, too. He was in the middle of that tackle. First and 10, Graceland. Now, here's the problem for me, so many possessions. Okay, the quick three and outs, taking no time off the clock. Here we are. We are still at 6:12 to go in the opening quarter. This is the third Graceland possession already. We've had now 5 possessions and barely halfway through the opening quarter.
Yeah, 3 possessions is a lot. And for Benedictine, you really didn't want to see yourself in a shootout this early with Graceland.
Here's a quarterback running for his life, and he's just going to throw the ball away, go downfield with it because he didn't want to take the hit. Probably a smart play. Cade Ross. Here's the deal. Cade Ross, he is not a big guy. Cade Ross is tall. He's 6'3", but he weighs 170. Okay, he's 6'3". He is a pole beam. Okay, tall and slender. Not just slender, skinny. And
built more like a long distance runner.
Yeah, right? Maybe. You know? Yeah, a high jumper, triple jumper, built like that. Second down, long, two-handed underhand.
That's a forward
hit.
Pass,
and it's going to be taken on the near side and pick up a couple of 3 yards to around the 40-yard line.
See, the Ravens coaching staff is all over the officials because Kate threw that thing forward, and the offensive linemen were about 5 yards down the field. So, technically, being the forward pass, you had ineligible receivers downfield.
Ravens are going to run 3 defenders into the game, and 3 of them go out on a 3rd down, 5. Graceland at its own 40-yard line, leading it by 1 at 7-6. Inside 6 minutes to play here in the first quarter in Iowa. Getting a long look over to the near side by Cade Ross. Running back on his right hand. Back to throw. Looks right. Throws right. Throws a BB. It's going to be caught. Breaking a tackle. Going to pick up a 1st down because of it. And that was bad tackle by the Ravens. It's just pulling away. Picking up the 1st down. Reggie Wilson. He would not have had it had the original tackler made the play.
Yeah, he made the catch a yard shy, was able to pull through it, and then finally Fabian Njika comes over and makes the stop for the Ravens, but not before Graceland able to pick up a 1st down, and now Cade Ross kind of forgets what he's doing out there, and he's going to cost the team 5 yards, and everybody's yelling at him. He's telling him, guys, calm down. He said, I just got here 65 minutes ago.
We watched him pull in less than an hour before kickoff. Multiple players with false starts, so we have not seen much in the way of penalties in this one so far here today. We're down to inside 6 to go in the opening quarter. It is 7-6, Graceland in front. Yellow Jackets have a football, 1st and 15. But they're in pretty good shape. Field position lines at their own 42-yard line. They've moved the ball pretty briskly through the course of the afternoon. Cade Ross looking really into the sun now as he looks to his right, which is to the west. They're going from north to south. And he's back to throw. Looks right, throws right. Going to get a complete, very soft coverage on the near side. Jackson Hoskins for Benedictine. They are throwing at Jackson a lot right now.
Yeah, Jackson Hoskins right now is D'ing up Gerald Monroe and kind of giving him a big cushion. And right now, Graceland taking advantage of that because they're getting those quick passes out of the quarterback's hands.
14 yards on a 1st and 15. The 2nd and 1, handoff running back. Starts right, cuts left, gets 1st down. Needed 1, got 2. 1st and 10, Graceland. Now, when Cade Ross throws the football, it is a real short, kind of a side army. He makes a little flinch motion as it comes back, and he just kind of tosses it real quick. And I'm going to tell you who he looks like when he throws the ball to me. Uncle Rico. You know, the real quick little throw, kind of, you don't extend the arm, you don't come over the top, you don't even go full sidearm. It's all in the elbow. This is what you're getting here. But again, at 6'3", you got that fulcrum, and you got a lot of leverage on that pass.
Yeah, it's not exactly the most fluid.
Oh, no. It's not a pretty pass, but it's been pretty effective. Here's a straight-ahead run across the 40, picking up 3 yards.
It's kind of like
up the middle of the field too for Adarius Thomas.
It's kind of like a basketball player who has an ugly shot, but hits a lot of it. Don't mess with it, right?
Do not. No.
If it works, let it happen.
Gain of 3, 2nd down. Adarius Thomas is going to stay in the backfield. Yellow Jackets, they're very slowly and methodically moving the ball downfield after having stopped Benedictine on that last series. It's a little jet sweep, right side, 40, 35, 30, 25, and finally down inside the 25-yard line near the 20. It's going to be Trey Blake. Last week, Trey, 1 touchdown on 4 carries for 36 yards.
Dominique Stonekin comes over and makes the stop for the Ravens, and for Dominique, that's going to be his first tackle of the season.
And Grayson's doing a good job of mixing up the offense, and they are moving the football downfield against the Raven defense. It is 1st and 10 of the 22. Graceland with the ball, leading it by 1. We're at 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. I'm kind of guessing at the time because they're about half the lamps are expired on the scoreboard clock. Run back, tries the middle, bounces outside, gets to the edge, and Right now, guys, here's what's happening. Here's a tackle made for Benedictine by Shagger Lubaugh. Here's what's happening. They're not running in the middle. They can't. They've tried. It doesn't work. So they hit toward the middle and immediately bounce outside the contain. But the offense has been pretty good. And they've got the Raven offense spread so thin that they're able to pick up yardage on the edge.
Yeah, they're able to kind of seal some things down, get a little bit of a corner. And in doing so, like on that first down play, it didn't look pretty, but you still pick up about 3 yards, 4 yards on the play. They call four in a second and six.
Four will work. 2 minutes and 20 to go in the opening quarter. Grayson moving the ball inside the Raven 20. QB's got to be back to throw. Gets, oh, blocked from behind. Nothing there. The quarterback will run right, get bumped out of bounds. Inside the 15, very close to the first down. You talk about, you watched a young man with pancake box earlier today. There was run right there.
Yeah, that time. What? Right tackle, Zay Atkins, out of Lakewood, Washington.
The cane is going to be marked out of bounds at the 16-yard line. Yellow Jackets will look now at a third down three. We're at a minute, maybe 40, to play in the opening quarter. Ross will have a two to the right side. Really, basically three to the left, two wide and one slotted. He's going to take time, maybe change it up a little bit at the line of scrimmage on a third down call. Going to be back to throw. He's going to the end zone. He's got a man. He's wide open. Monroe, touchdown, Graceland. Gerald Monroe, open in the deep corner of the end zone, and they will double their lead, or they will pick up now a second, a touchdown, and increase their lead to 13 to 6.
So a 16-yard touchdown pass right there from Cade Ross to Gerald Monroe. For Monroe, it's going to be his second touchdown of the evening. And for Graceland, they're going to push this thing up to... Why did it... Yeah, the scoreboard's wrong. It's 7-6, right?
Yeah, the scoreboard is not good. It's the PAT is up as good. I can tell you what the score is. We're taking a timeout, Joseph, for the minute. So calling it a minute 20 to go in the opening quarter here in Iowa. It is now Graceland 14, Benedictine 6.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
And the kickoff is going to be misplayed by the Ravens in the end zone, and now they're going to kneel on it. I think it was deep. The return man, I don't think he had any intentions of returning that, but he went over to field it, missed it, and he'll go kneel it in the back of the end zone. So, for the Ravens, they're going to start this possession at the 25.
Okay, guys, we're almost to the opening quarter. And so far this afternoon, the performance by Benedict has been a little disappointing. The Ravens are giving up a lot of yards. Grayson is pretty much moving the ball after that initial possession, pretty much doing whatever they want to do, taking it downfield. And BC finds itself trailing now 14-6.
I would have more of a problem if
start the play clock at 25 after my whistle.
They're going to reset the play clock to 25. I think my thing is, though, that Grayson's come out and not done anything you didn't expect from him, right? If it would be different if they came out and ran a whole bunch of motions and trick plays, and this is just what they are, is a quick pass, try to take the top off, and they've done that well today.
Jackson Dooley gets the defense to jump. It's a free play, and now he's going to throw it away. I'd have thrown it into the middle of the traffic a little bit more with two defenders who were a step across the line of scrimmage when the ball was snapped.
Well, his receiver kind of stopped out there, and I think on the false start, he was expecting him to just burn down the middle of the field.
Yeah, and again, so here we go. Minute of making another middle mistake. And what you do here is...
Offside defense, number 29,
What you do is you leave a team like Greenland thinking still that they can win the game. And that becomes pretty dangerous, you know, as time goes on. The more they believe it, you know, the more that becomes a self-fulfilling kind of a thing. And for Benedictine, you want to get that out of your mind. It is a first down 5. Ravens at their own 30. Little wraparound handoff and a straight-ahead run. It's going really nowhere and just running into a wall of defenders into the back of his blockers, and the Ravens will pick up nothing. It'll bring up a second down. Sean Wara, the ball carrier on that play. Looked like CEH Thursday night.
You start looking at it. Over the last 5 meetings between the Ravens and Graceland, the most they had given up prior to last year was 12 and already given up 14 in the first quarter.
Now, Jay Sean, for some reason, gets the ball, sweeps to the left side, stops, thinks about turning back in, stares at the defense a little bit. All the while, the defense closes in on him, and it's going to be a tackle for no gain on the play. It'll bring up a now third down and long for BC. This is, remember, this is a first and 5 situation. Now it is a third and 3 or so. So, again, the Benedictine offense not exactly just clicking right along.
So, what, 2 plays on the last 2 downs?
You've got Jackson Dooley, the quarterback. Dalton Witherspoon's back into the running back. Dooley's back to throw. Man's wide open over the middle. It's going to be Crott for the first down. It gives up the ball, and Graceland is going to take it away. It was Kanoa Johnson with the takeaway from Cameron Dover, the redshirt freshman from Los Angeles, just threw the ball away.
Yeah, that time had the first down, and as he came down with the ball, he got spun, ball stripped out, and Graceland going to have the ball for the 4th time here in this first quarter. And there's, I think, 3.9 seconds on the clock, possibly. So,
kind of hard to say. Right now, the Benedictine offense has been, gosh, because they've been just toothless, it feels like to me. 11 plays, 50 yards in the, so far in the game in this opening quarter. They passed for 23 on 3 of 5 passing. First and 10, Graceland leading it by a touchdown in Raymond territory at the 42. Probably the final play of the opening quarter. Hand off to the running back, starts left, spins right, gets hit, bounces off 2 defenders who refuse to tackle or ball carrier. And it's going to be bumped out of bounds along the near side, and the opening quarter will draw to a close. Ravens are glad to see this one done. We'll go to the second quarter in Lamoni after 1. Yellow Jackets 14, Ravens 8.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
There's only so much that can be said here, literally, about Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. But the keys are this. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will lead you through the many lines of juices, the large variety of mods and kits, and some of the most affordable, reliable, and many-flavored disposables in the area. They have alternative vaping products too. Wink, wink. Did I mention 90 varieties of wildberry incense and locally made beard oil? Skyway Vapes, downtown Atchison, 711 Commercial Street.
Welcome back to Lamoni, Iowa. We're set to go to the second quarter. Grayson with the football, leading it by a 14-6 count. They're 2nd and 9 at the Raven 40-yard line. Snap back, quarterback Cade Ross going to keep it himself. Boots to the right side. It's going to be hit and dropped. He probably gained a yard, not much more than that. Gus in the opening quarter, Benedictine, kind of troubling numbers. 2 first downs in the first half. 0-for-3 on 3rd down in the first half. And again, the first quarter, 59 total yards so far today. 32 of them passing.
Yeah, there's been nothing pretty in that first quarter for the Ravens. And for Graceland, they put together a good first quarter. I mean, Cade Ross is throwing the ball pretty well. They are three of four on third downs, and for the Ravens, if you can't get Grayson off the field, you're going to be in trouble.
Ross is going to release a pass very, very deep downfield, and he's going to overthrow his intended receiver, who's always his intended receiver downfield, and that's going to be Watson. It'll go incomplete. It'll bring up a fourth down, and for the Yellow Jackets, why wouldn't you go for it right here?
Yeah, you got to leave the offense on the field. I mean, Yellow Jackets. A punt doesn't really help you here, and that time Joel Mavis in coverage of Gerald Monroe.
So with the ball just inside the Benedictine 40, we're going to come up the 39-yard line, and looking at a third down eight, it is going to be fourth down call. Fourth down and eight for Graceland. Ross, the long count again. He tries to lure the defense offside, but he does not. Last week, Grayson was one of two on fourth downs, and they're going to quick kick. Nobody's back. Ravens hoping it bounces into the end zone, and it does.
Cade Ross already has three punts this year. That's going to be his fourth of the season. So four punts, and with that, it's a touchback. So, again, punt it out the end zone, go for it at the 40. I mean, you're splitting hairs there.
Tell you what, as a Ravens fan, you're looking at the game right now, and if you want to have that glass half-full attitude, you're one score behind. It could be much worse because the way these two teams have played, frankly, Grayson has played much better in this first quarter.
And it feels like the offense for the Ravens hasn't played well, but Jackson's 4 of 6 passing. Sean has only one rush today for 12 yards. But, yeah, you're just not getting enough other players mixed in and getting those big plays to hit.
Yeah, and we talk about the bigs. We had the big and tall in there a minute ago. They've thrown to none of those yet today. Now we're going to get a timeout taken by the Ravens, and that has got to be troubling for Coach Osborne because here you go. You're first down, and you're taking it. Are you taking a timeout?
Yeah, they are, but if you look over to the far side, you've got Cornell Jones kind of in the middle of the huddle. So, anyway, yeah. You want to take a timeout?
Oh, Joseph, let's do it. We're going to take a quick break. What do you say? See if we can decide on the clock. Let's call it 14 minutes of play in the opening half here at Lamoni. Timeout on the field. It remains Graceland 14, Benedictine 6.
Are you worried about a new skin spot? Don't ignore the warning signs. Skin cancer is extremely common and can affect anyone. Regular screenings help catch problems early, improving treatment success. Join the surgical care experts at Amberwell Atchison for free skin cancer screenings on September 15th from 2 to 5 p.m. at 800 Ravenhill Drive in Atchison. The screenings are open to everyone and no appointments are needed. Just walk in. Their caring team is dedicated to your well-being. Skin spots that could be cancerous or precancerous are worth getting checked out. For questions, call 913-367-6682.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
So coming out of the timeout, Benedictine reaches into the playbook, goes to a halfback pass that is incomplete. Now they're looking at a second down 10. Jackson Dooley will throw this time. Coming out of the backfield is Tanner Zimmerman. He loops his way to the near side across the 25-yard line, shoved out of bounds into the Graceland sideline. And again, the officials have to quickly run up and separate the teams. It's going to be a gain of 9. And here's the deal, Gus. TZ, you talk about it. He's a strider. Boy, I love to watch him run. He covers ground very quickly, deceptively quickly.
Yeah, he's big. He's tall. He's able to put distance between him and the defender. But right now, Grayson's got a player, number 0, Cornell Jones. He is 6'2", senior out of Miami Central High School. He is in the middle of everything right now.
Not just central part of Miami, but in the center of everything going on?
Yeah, that too.
Quarterback is back. He's going to throw one out of the backfield to the Ravens with a lack of focus, concentration, and execution. The ball is going to be out of the reach and short. And Jayshon may have taken his eye off, guys. What happened?
Look where he's at on the field, right?
Uh-huh.
He's turning around, and what is he doing?
Looking into the sun.
He is staring right into the setting sun, right in his eyes. So not like a downfield pass where you can, like, get a good angle
okay.
on it. If you're going to run that, swing it to the right side.
I was going to say, so what you're saying is whoever called that play made a terrible mistake.
Right.
Wasn't thinking.
Because I'm telling you, there is, like, no blockage over there. There's no trees. There's no nothing. It's, yeah, that's a tough play.
Benedictine again's got to be forced to punt it away, and they're working Bruner hard. That's another nice kick. It's going to be taken at the 25. Great block at the 30, 35. Look at the foot race. Draven's trying to catch him at the 45 and up near the 50-yard line. A huge return. And what happens is the return guy, because he does not call a fair catch. He challenges the return guys, puts on a quick move, eludes the first two or three who come down simultaneously, and then he's in that gap in the kick coverage.
Yeah, and that time a nice return right there for Graceland. It's going to be Trey Blake getting the ball out just shy of the midfield stripe. I'm going to mark him down at the 49.
Graceland has had all the best field position today. Benedictine has not had that luxury. And the Yellow Jackets lead the Ravens here in the second quarter, 14-6. And they're going to begin this series with a great spot of the ball at the 49. Here's the quarterback. Look at him go. Running down the field, right side, 40, 35, 30. The Ravens taking their time, just dancing along with him, refusing to make a tackle. Don't push him out of bounds until he gets to the 25.
That time Joel Mavis finally comes over and makes a stop for the Ravens. Mavis is not a guy who typically gets the starting nod, but he is in there now as the Ravens have made some changes at the cornerback position.
Yep. It is going to bring up for Graceland another first and 10. And that time, Cade Ross, he just kind of took his time, and the defender kept backing up, so he just kept running further. Quarterback is back to throw, goes into the middle, and it's picked off. That was an ill-advised pass thrown into double coverage, and Fabian Njika with the INT inside the 10.
That time, Cade Ross tried to throw one off his back foot, and he's a good quarterback. He's just not that good of a quarterback to be able to make that pass off his back foot, and Fabian Njika standing there didn't have to really make a play on the ball. Center fielded it, took it away, and so for Graceland, that's their first turnover of the night.
And for the Ravens, this is something on which they need to build. Trying to get a ball game by a score at 14-6. Last year against Benedictine, Cade Ross threw four touchdowns, but he also threw four interceptions.
For Cade Ross, that's going to be his second interception of this season.
Here comes Jackson Dooley and the Benedictine offense from their own 11-yard line. First and 10, BC. Fire pass over to the left side. It's going to be caught in the backfield and tackled for a loss. It's going to be Sean Wara, because Sean has struggled in his opening half.
Yeah, Sean has actually been the premier back for the Ravens today, and that's something we haven't seen in the first two games. We've seen mostly Dalton Witherspoon be their one back.
Well, Wara is going to stay in. Benedictine lose a couple of yards on that first down play. Let's call it a second down, and it does. And now inside the 10-yard line, Jackson Dooley will have stacked receivers to the right side, a wing to the left, and no receivers out wide. Now they will shift out of that. They'll bring a slot to the right side. Second down long. Dooley backs up, standing at the goal line. Throw it deep, hard as he can. He's got his man down. Field of pass is short, nearly picked off, should have been picked off. That pass, Gus, there just was not enough arm that Jackson Dooley had to get it downfield for Jacob Gathright. Kanoa Johnson with a coverage downfield, and again, he should have intercepted that pass.
Yeah, Kanoa Johnson's a guy who recovered the fumble a moment ago, and that time he should have had an interception. Remember just a few moments ago we saw Jay Sean looking back into the sun? Look, within 3 minutes, like, the sun is completely down, and the field is, yeah, I'm surprised we haven't seen any lights on.
Just somebody needs to put a quarter in the slot and turn the lights back, or turn the lights on for the first time tonight. It's going to be getting dark. You can again already tell it is dark on the field now. Quarterback is back to throw, third down 11, back to throw and gets it away. Take it to the 15, dancing to the 20. And again, instead of running the ball, stopping LeBron Jackson, stops, looks at the defender, kind of dances, jitterbugs left and right, but does not proceed downfield. And again, Benedictine is going to be faced with a fourth down, and again, they're going to have to bring Cullen Bruner in to punt them out of trouble.
Yeah, for LeBron Jackson, you just have to understand field awareness that it was third and 10, and the yardage to get was to the 20-yard line. Instead, he starts dancing around as he got past the 15 and comes up short. A big stop right there for the Graceland defense.
For Benedictine, it's been a disappointing opening half offensively as Bruner has been one of the bright spots. He'll kick from the 5. That's another nice kick. Return man is going to field it at the 45-yard line. Straight up to the 50. Nicely tackled immediately. That was superb kick coverage for the Ravens. And Jagger blew by. You knew it would be.
Yeah, Jagger probably the best tackler in the conference. He did it in KCAC 2 years ago, did it at Penn last year, and now for Benedictine. Had 19 tackles coming into today's game, and that time just a one-handed tackle. And again, Graceland, Last possession started at the 49. This possession, they're going to start just a little further back at the 48.
All the field position all day has belonged to Grayson. Benedictine has been deep in their own end, for, with the exception of that one scoring possession. They've been back there all day. 10:50 to go. This game is moving at a snail's pace. 14-6. Grayson in front. They got the ball at their own 48 to begin the series. Here comes the offense, and they just kind of slow walked at as penalty marker sailed, and the offense, I think, is going to be penalized for maybe a false start.
Yeah.
False start. Offensive line.
Grayson.
5-yard penalty. First down.
So penalties, the Ravens have not had too many of those, and Grayson has had a couple. This is Grayson's third penalty of the game. And for 15 yards, so obviously 3 5-yard penalties. Benedictine, not penalized yet this afternoon, 1st and 15. Now at their own 43. Cade Ross, a delay handoff, running back, goes straight ahead, hit and dropped after the gain of about 3. Now that was kind of a cute play. Cade Ross sold it really well. He drops back about 2 or 3 steps, then stands there like he's going to throw the ball, and it's a little bit of a, what I'm going to call a delay draw.
Yeah, and that time, it was Javai Blomquist making the stop on the play for the Ravens. A 3-yard gain will set up a 2nd and 12 for the Yellow Jackets.
You know what a fan of the draw play I am, don't you?
You are.
I'm totally, totally a fan. 2nd and 12 at their own 46-yard line. Yellow Jackets, again, a single man in the backfield. It's on the right-hand side of quarterback Cade Ross. Ross with plenty of time. 7, 6, 5 on the play clock. He'll take the snap, looks right, throws right, and hits his receiver squarely in the hands. And Gerald Monroe shows some bricks instead of hands because it bounces off of him. Incomplete at the 50.
Yeah, that was one of those that you just got to think he kind of lacks off because it wasn't going to be a big play. It was going to be about a 5-yard gain. And instead, it sets you up. And instead of looking at 3rd and 6, you're looking at a 3rd and 12.
Monroe's not going to go to the left side. 3rd down long, big play for the Raven defense. And again, the offense is going to take a moment, look to the near side, and have that play telegraphed in. They're going to take a timeout. Let's do it. Joseph, we're taking a break. We're down to 10:09 to go in the opening half. It is Graceland 14, Benedictine 6.
EQ presents the sound of falling hard.
Whoa!
No, not that fall. Everyone's favorite season fall. It's the sound of falling with the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. A bonfire with a pumpkin pie blizzard. A brisk stroll with a snickerdoodle cookie dough blizzard. A folk concert with a Reese's peanut butter cup pie blizzard. Fall hard with all 7 flavors on the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Warm this September. Now evening here in Iowa, the Benedictine Ravens. I'm sure these players are going to feel the effects of this as the game gets into the later going, but right now it's a 3rd down 12 for Graceland. They've taken a timeout to come up with this play, and there's nobody in the backfield with Cade Ross. He's got him spread sideline to sideline, 5 out. 3rd down and long, QB's back, pressure on, being chased, steps up, throws the ball downfield, caught, wide open at the 35-yard line, out of bounds at the Benedictine 33. The offensive line just gave him plenty of time, and he picked out his guy, made it look easy.
Yeah, he had plenty of time back there. Even as he got flushed, he still had time as he rolled out to the left, found his guy wide open, able to move the sticks, and that's something that Graceland's been great at so far today. 3 of 5 on 3rd downs. The Ravens, conversely, have not converted a 3rd down today.
Yeah, 0 for 5. That's a big difference maker when you're trying to put together a series. 1st and 10, motion left. QB will pitch it forward, jet sweep left, 35, hit, drop, no gain.
That time he got to the corner and there was nothing doing. James Johnson Jr. able to put a big hit on the running back, no gain. It'll bring up now a 2nd and 10 for the Raven offense, or for the Graceland offense.
Christian Constantine was the young man carrying that ball, and
He kind of staggers over to the near side, is, rips his helmet off, and pulled up a chair. He took a serious lick right there.
He said, let's not call that one again.
Nah, done with that play, Coach. Call that again. You got a sub for me. Second down, 9. They're going to give him credit for one. He earned every inch of that. Now at the Benedictine 34-yard line, Graceland up a touchdown, moving to football again. We'll go trips right side. Play clock at 4. Ross will shift his running back behind him. Thomas, play clock at 0. They haven't taken it. Did they get the timeout called? They did not, or did they? Will the white hat give them the timeout? He will. We're taking it. Joseph, a break. We're clicked down now to 9:01 to go into half. It remains Graceland 14, Benedictine 6.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals. Make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives. And finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
On a second down, 9 call, quarterback is back to throw, coming out of the timeout. He's going to be chased, pulls away from one defender, rolling right. All the time in the world, throws back across his body, hits his man at the 35, breaks a bad tackle to the 30, picks up close to the first down, the ball pops loose, he's down, it's going to be 4th and 2. Gus, the pressure was on, the Ravens missed a sack at a quarterback, he got the completion away, the Ravens missed the first tackle on their receiver, but they drop him a couple of yards short. Is it 3rd down? I thought it was going to be 4th. So apparently it is 3rd down. So Grayson, 3rd down and a long 2 at the BC 28.
Xavier Hernandez in for the Ravens on that front line along the defensive end spot.
BC again. Cade Ross having no problem. When he get a little pressure, he just kind of sidesteps a rush. He's back to throw all day again, all day again. Now just runs away. Penalty marker, there's a hold back there. Cade Ross is going to go in and dance himself out of bounds, but here's going to be what happens. Doesn't make any difference because there was a big bear hug put on by Zay Atkins back at the line of scrimmage.
Yes, it was a great play for the Ravens. They did a little bit of a twist, brought Xavier Hernandez underneath, and Atkins realized, I can't catch him, so he reaches out and grabs him by the shoulder pads and pulls him down.
Now, here's another thing. You mentioned with your exclamation at the end of the play that Cade Ross kind of took a spill out of bounds. That was absolutely all Harlequin. I mean, that was play acting over there, okay?
But the problem is, even if you're going to do that, that's fine, but you're over there on the track, you're going to end up hurting yourself trying some of those things.
3rd down, 13. After that penalty assessed, again, Yellow Jackets in Raymond territory at the 38-yard line. Ross, the 6'3 sophomore quarterback, looks over at his head coach father standing beside him. It's going to be Adarius Thomas. Are they going to take another timeout? We got another penalty and another play clock violation. This time they don't take the timeout because I think they, what, have one left now?
Ross wants them to reset the play clock.
Of course he does. They did give them the timeout. Joseph, we're going to hang on to it right here. This won't take them very long. So, what's going on? The Graceland is needing all of this time and not getting the play brought in quickly enough and delivered quickly enough to get it off.
Well, they come out over the football to get ready for the play, and then this is the popular thing. Teams then look back over to the coach. Rather than let your quarterback make some of those reads and decide what he wants to do, they look at the coach, and the coach will make the call from the sideline. But the problem is Ross is taking too long to get it into Cade Ross. And then by the time Cade gets it out to everybody and then gets everybody set, you're under 5 every time.
Okay, as head coaches decide that they're going to be calling that play,
or any play, or in many cases, all of the plays, are they A, just some kind of a control freak? Are they B, discounting the quality of their quarterback and their intelligence to be able to call the game on their own? Or is there a C?
There's a C. They just feel like they can see the field better than the quarterback can from their angle. Because, again, the coaches are hearing things from up in the booth. And up in the booth, of course, we have a great over-the-top view of, you know, maybe where that safety is and on the field. It looks like maybe that safety's tucked behind and instead he's 7 yards behind. Does that make sense? So,
third down. They come out of the timeout. Final timeout for Graceland. So they're going to go for the last 7.5 minutes of the first half with no timeouts remaining. Third down 13 at the Benedictine 38. They're in four down territory. Okay, they are well beyond field goal range, too close to punt it away. Quarterback, there's a motion on the far side. No penalty markers down. QB's going to run with it. He's dancing around. He's spinning. He's twisting. He's running backward. He outruns the defense. He is just too fast. The Ravens can't catch him. He's going to run upfield and be pushed out of bounds into the Ravens sideline by Jagger Bluebaugh. But again, just when you do get pressure on him, the Ravens are too slow in the backfield.
Yeah, because you got defensive linemen getting into the backfield, and they're just not able to. So if you're going to try to corral him, you're going to have to get either more of those pass rusher types, like that's why you brought in Xavier Hernandez earlier, or you're just going to have to start getting your linebackers into the backfield. They're going to bring Tim Glazer in for this big fourth down call.
It is after the gain. It turns into a short gain from the mark up to the 40 or 34-yard line, fourth down 9. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Graceland, fourth down call, back to throw. QB over the middle, has a man wide open, caught inside the 15, and another first down. Three defenders surrounding the receiver, and Reggie Wilson was very open.
Yeah, that time, the one defender was running towards him. The ball comes over his head, never saw it coming, and give a big reception to Reggie Wilson. Reggie, out of Fort Lauderdale, Dillard High School last week against Central Methodist, 6 catches, 73 yards, and a touchdown.
Who says you got to be warmed up in here early? You can come out and throw those BBs all day long. First and 10 here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. The Ravens trailing 14-6. Yellow Jackets are threatening. First and 10 of the 12, deep in BC territory. Motion, little contact, and let's see which way this penalty will.
It's going to be another delay of game against Central Methodist, or excuse me, against Graceland. So, for the Yellow Jackets, a delay of game because they're out of their timeouts now. So, they're looking at first and 15. Ball will be moved back to the 18-yard line.
You know what? Even though the Ravens have not been penalized, the Graceland has had a bunch of penalties. They've overcome them all.
Yeah.
So that first and 15. Here's a straight-ahead run. 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Yellow Jackets. Nothing left, nothing right. Straight up behind the center and a scamper in from 16 yards out for Adarius Thomas. And he will have his first touchdown of the season.
Yeah, their running backs haven't scored touchdowns this year. Adarius Thomas has 0. Sabron Woods hasn't scored one yet. But that time, Adarius just runs right up the middle and makes it look easy.
PAT coming up here for Alex Tuio, out of Orlando, Florida. It is down and up, and that is a pretty kick that is good. We're taking a timeout, Joseph. We're having a break at 5:40 to play in the first half now. Graceland 21, Benedictine 6.
Looking for a fun way to beat the heat and let loose?
Come on down to the biggest bar in Atchison, High Voltage Bar and Dance.
With two floors, spacious seating, pool tables, dartboards, cornhole, and live music from local bands like ADD.
A variety of drink specials all week long. DJs and themes that separate High Voltage from the rest.
For news and updates, follow at High Voltage Bar and at Barstool Benedictine on Instagram.
Must be 21 or over.
When you visit one of the 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. They live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing them at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing their kids on the park playground. USB employees believe they're stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why they hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why they love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Well, for Benedict, then the game of field position has been a problem today because the Yellow Jackets have had great field position all afternoon long. Ravens need a big kick return here. Let's see what happens as this boot is away. It is going to be quite unreturnable as it lands deep and the carom's out the back of the end zone. And BC is going to have the football first and 10 from the 25-yard line.
And for the Ravens, this is going to be their sixth possession of the first half. You look back. They scored on the first one, and then it's kind of been downhill from there. They've had three punts and a fumble since then. And for Graceland, they've done pretty well scoring three touchdowns, but that last possession, the one before this touchdown, remember, Cade Ross ended that on a bad interception at the goal line, or else Graceland could be ahead by more.
Yeah. And for Benedictine, they're on a pace to be under 200 yards of offense today. 74 yards so far. Here's a straight-ahead run into the middle. It's nothing. McCain of maybe a yard, running between the tackles, and Benedictine, very, very vanilla with that offense. Tackled by Morales, the Round Rock, Texas native. A gain of a yard or so. Where are you going to give him two? Comes to the second down, 8, Benedictine at the 27-yard line. And again, if you look, if you want to put points on the board, you're going to have to move it faster than that as you're down to 5 minutes to go in the first half. 2 yards at a time. Not going to be the formula. Hand off to the left side, and it's going to get up to around the 30-yard line, gaining about 3 or so more.
He pushes forward, and it's going to be about a 7-yard gain on the play. It'll bring up now a 3rd and 2 for Benedictine right here.
Getting it to the outside, run of the ball for Benedictine is Dalton Witherspoon. Dalton, last week, 6 carries, 11 yards. 3rd down in the pair. BC is going to come wide to the right side. Is that Dover over here?
You're going to be out there with Jayshon at the quarterback.
So they're going to go to the Wildcats. Jayshon is going to hand off, little sweep to the near side of Gathright. He'll turn it, pick it up to the 45-50. He's going to score. They cannot catch him. Jacob's got the sweep. He did! How did that ankle tackle ever happen? He's too fast for that. He's down to the 20-yard line. Only picked up 58.
That time, Brent Whitehall comes over and makes a touchdown-saving tackle. Gathright, I don't know if he slowed up because by far the fastest guy on this team, and that's including Jayshon. An incredible job by Graceland to make a stop on the play. Big first down for Benedictine. They're looking at 1st and 10 at the Graceland 20 with 4 minutes left, I think, in the first half.
Got Jackson Dooley back at a quarterback to the club. That was a Wildcat player on that long, long gainer. That's easily the best play for Benedictine tonight. Quarterback is going to throw it over into the left line. It's going to be caught at the 15, racing over to the left side, bumped out of bounds near the 10, and again, very, very near. Benedictine first down. Nice catch and carry. We'll see where they spot it down. Is it enough? Are they going to move the chains? We've got no indication yet about whether they're going to move the sticks.
I'm sure what
that catch is, wasn't that by Joe?
Yep.
Joseph Languifuyana. Redshirt freshman out of Phoenix, Arizona for Benedictine. 2nd down, they're going to call it, and inches. And now the official's trying to get him to stop the clock. They refused to do that, and now he's going to have something to say.
3:45 on the game clock. 3:45.
They're going to add 23 seconds to the clock.
You think that's how much? I don't even know how. He's sure how much time is really on their clock.
So they're going to put it at 3:45. And Benedictine at the 11-yard line. 2nd down and inches.
For Benedictine, this is a must score.
No question.
Right?
No
question. Like not only because it's really big to score before the half, but you've now gotten down inside the 20. You haven't been here much today. You've got to capitalize off this.
Quarterback Dooley. Sean Wara is your running back.
Here's a guy we haven't seen anything out of. Day Reed Levi goes over to the left side to hand it off to Sean. Juarez spins down to the 10, picks up a first down to the 6-yard line. Giving him 5 on a second and inches. First and goal, Benedict.
Yeah, nice little run right there by Juarez. He's going to check out. We're going to see Dalton Witherspoon back in for this first and goal call.
I got Tanner Zimmerman out in the game. Guess you got Reed Levi out there. A couple of massive tight ends that can catch and block and run.
Jackson's coming out. So, the Ravens are going to be out there with Jayshon Todd running the club. He'll be the lone back.
Jayshon. No one in the backfield, as you said, with him. Keeps it, cuts left, bounces outside to the 10, and cannot maintain his balance. Just bounced by the defender, J.T. Brown. Because if he can keep his balance at all, he walks in.
Yep. That time, J.T. Brown dives at his feet. Jayshon loses his balance for a second. Looked like he was going to be able to kind of recover, and then he just falls to the ground. So a loss of maybe a yard on the play. We're going to be back down to the 9. It'll be second and goal.
Old Day running back to the 3-point of that, covered a hand on the ground, you know, and kept themselves aloft. But second down and goal. The Ravens lose yardage there to the 9-yard line. Back to throw, Jackson Dooley. Looking right, throwing right, end zone, picked off. Throws it right into the arms of a defender, and it's down to the 5-yard line, and the Benedictine offense continues to be toothless.
Yeah, and we talked about that was a must-score opportunity. Instead, Grayson's going to get the ball back with 2 minutes, no timeout, but they're also leading by 2 touchdowns right now.
And there it is. Was there a penalty?
Yeah, we're going to get a excessive celebration penalty against Grayson.
Now the Grayson team is swarming around the officials on the near sideline.
The official is really not happy with head coach Patrick Ross right now.
Hard to believe. Let's see what he's got to say out here.
Sideline warning on Grayson. There's no yardage penalty associated with the warning.
So the ball is going to be out to the 7-yard line, and that's where Grayson's going to ham it first and 10. They have 2 minutes, no timeouts, but it really hasn't been an issue for them. The only time Graceland's had to call timeouts today is when they're trying to avoid a delay of game.
Okay, here's where I'm at with this. I understand that Benedict is trailing by a couple of touchdowns, and as troubling as that is, more troubling for me is the fact that there's no momentum for BC. It's all been Graceland. It's been Graceland all day long, and for the Ravens to recover and win this road game, they're going to have to shift that in the second half. Here's a quarterback keeping it himself. We'll boot to the right side. It's going to be hit, dragged down, 10-yard line. It's going to be a gain of a yard or so. He wanted to get out of bounds and not take the hit, did not. And the clock is going to run in about Grayson. I'm thrilled with the clock running right now.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't. I don't feel like 2 scores is good enough at this point.
No, but I just think that I'm inside the 10-yard line. I just think I can go to the locker room. I've got the momentum and the 2-score lead. See, they're just going to stand here and let this thing melt down. Play clock is still at 15, 14, 13. Second down, 9 call. Straight ahead running. Hit, drop. Going to be the loss of another couple of yards back inside the 5 by Jagger Bluebaugh. Jagger's been a real bright spot for this team this afternoon. He's been a bright spot so far all season.
All season, right? And so now, the Ravens going to utilize a second timeout.
Let's do it. Joseph, we're taking a break. We've got a minute 11 to go in the opening half. Yellow Jackets 21, Benedictine 6.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Other value menus have burritos, maybe even nachos. But only Taco John's Valueist menu has the cheese-loving audacity to put nachos inside a burrito. With crunchy tortilla chips, creamy nacho cheese, and zesty sauces, our new Nacho Crunch burritos pack 2 melty faves into one. Try them with seasoned beef for just $2 or grilled chicken for $3. This might be our cheesiest menu ever. The Valueist menu, only at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
Hey,
hit the
well,
ball.
Well, a pass over the middle is going to be into the hands of Reggie Wilson, and Fabian Njika puts a lick on him and jars it free, dislodges the football. It is incomplete, and Reggie Wilson needed to hold on to that for Fort Lauderdale player.
Yeah, that was a big hit right there by Fabian. Now Graceland's going to kick out of their own end zone with the freshman kicker, it's going to be Parker Kerf, the junior out of Dubuque. So a big snap looking from Brett Whitehall here.
And for Benedictine, you're going to have Jayshon Todd at the 50-yard line. Here's the snap. Here's the kick. It's a little wobbly. Jayshon will take it on the run at the 42, 40, 35, down to the 34-yard line. It's still for the Ravens. What do they got? One timeout left?
One timeout, 55 seconds.
Plenty of time to put a score on the board for BC before halftime. Now, here's one. If you can get this score on the board with this little bit of time, this is a real, that's a momentum changer there, okay? And we talked about it a moment ago. Momentum, I think, is right now the deal.
Do you feel like the defense had maybe a little more attitude on that
100%.
Possession, right?
I think unquestionably.
We saw Jagger with the big tackle and then had a few words. We saw Fabian with the huge dislodge of that football. So, again, looks like the defense right now maybe starting to put some things together.
Motion will go to the left side. Benedictine first and 10 inside the 35-yard line. Quarterback back to throw. Jackson looking right, throwing right. Drills it into the ground about 4 yards short of his intended receiver, Jacob Gathright. That was a poorly thrown ball.
Yeah, that time.
There was no pressure.
He just stepped into one and then fired it, I don't know, 5 yards in front of the intended receiver, Jake Gathright. So, Cameron Dover will come into the ball game, and we're going to see Tanner Zimmerman checking out.
Second down, 10 Ravens. Still lots and lots of time. Again, Benedictine with a single timeout remaining here in the first half. Graceland has used all of theirs. Motion will come to the near side. That's going to be coming out of the backfield. Dalton Witherspoon, QB's back to throw. Sets up, throws left side, has a man open at the 30, stays in the field of play at the 25, dances to the outside, picking up a first down. And Jayshon is going to get inside the 20, get out of bounds, stop the clock, and move the chains. That was a nice play.
Yeah, good job by Jayshon. Pick up the first down and then step out of bounds. So for the Ravens, they'll have a first and 10 at the 20-yard line with 41 seconds left in the half and still holding on to that last timeout.
They'll advance the sticks, get the ball set. They're going to mark it right at the 20. 21-6.
Now we're going to get a penalty marker over there on the far sideline. I'm not sure if they...
Well, the delay, it can't be right. It shows zero on the play clock.
Sideline warning. No penalty will be assessed on
a warning. Okay, so both teams have been...
You only get one warning,
right? Warning, yeah. So from here on out, any more will have problems.
There will be penalty yardage involved.
Iowa officials, baby.
You said it a million times. Speaking of that, it's Hawkeyes and Cyclones today, right?
Oh, do either of those schools play football?
They've got teams. I don't know if they play football. Okay. Here's a first down call. Raymond straight back. Quarterback rolling left. Now he's going to boot. Right to the 20. And it's going to come back. We get a hold in the backfield. And Ravens grabbing up somebody over there. And he's not even on. That lineman's not on my 2D.
That lineman would
Jake?
Be, yeah. Jake is back this week.
Okay. So, that said.
We thought there was a chance he would, he'd rotate in. We didn't expect to really see him play much tonight.
So, with that, is Benedictine's, took a penalty. Yeah, that's what I thought. Their first penalty of the game for the Ravens. Half a minute to go in the opening half. BC pushed back with that loss of 10. First and 20 from the 30. Got to get this thing down around the 10-yard line. They'll overload the right side. QB rolls right, throws right, misses Gathright. Coverage was pretty good down there. And Gathright unable to catch up to the ball. Now, I'm going to tell you what the Ravens have not done that we have seen also from Grayson. A lot of misdirection. You know, Grayson will bring a lot of motion to one side. Then the quarterback will turn and go back against the grain, or the running back just seen start left, plant the foot, and then cut back to the right, get that defense taking the first step and get some inertia going the other way.
Yeah, they've really just been very vanilla today. Jackson Dooley, it doesn't feel like he's throwing the ball very well. He's now 9 of 16 today, 70 yards passing and an interception.
Setting up a little screen, high pass. Witherspoon has to leap up and get it, and then he's going to be tackled. Gaining 5, stays in the field of play.
And we're down now to 20 seconds, and the Ravens are going to take their final timeout. We should hang on to it probably because it won't take them long.
Yeah, now you've got a big decision to make here, right? Because you've got to decide what you're going to do. With 20 seconds left, you're not probably going to kick a field goal. But if you're going to do it, you have to start thinking about now because the tackle in the field of play ends the half.
Yeah, so at the 25, you're talking about a 42-yard field goal effort, and that would be certainly at the outside limit of what we've seen Harry Balke do. Not that he can't hit that. He can. But it would be a long kick for him.
Because the other problem is, get tackled in the field of play. You say, well, but 20 seconds is enough time to get up, spot the ball, spike the ball. You can't do that right here because if you don't get the first down, the next time the ball is snapped, it'll be fourth down. So
here they're huddled up on the far side. Benedict has not rolled up a ton of yards. More in the last two possessions than in the first four, up to 159 yards of total offense. But Graceland, with only 219, has all the points.
The bigger number that jumps out for me tonight, right now, Benedict, 1 of 6 on third down.
Well, they're going to have another third down opportunity right here, and they will leave the offense out on the field. Is Jackson out there? No. They're going to go. Jackson stays out there. Witherspoon right side. The blitz is on. Jackson's going to be sacked now, loses the ball, and it's rolling around. It's going to go out of bounds. Because you could see that coming like a freight train, but the Raven offense never, ever picked it up.
Yeah, the running back has to figure that out, get up, be part of the line of scrimmage, and make that hit. Now, they are going to say it was a fumble and a fumble out of bounds, which really doesn't matter. Either way, it's going to be fourth and forever.
Yeah, but it will stop the clock as opposed to carrying me out of play. With 14 seconds left, and the Ravens will have a fourth down, and we'll see what they decide to do with it.
No way they're going to kick like a 48-yard field goal.
No.
I think last year's long was 45.
They didn't, No, they didn't think about it a moment ago. They're certainly, I don't think, going to think about it now. So the ball is at the 30-yard line with 14 seconds left in the half, and the Ravens with a 2-touchdown deficit. Duda comes over, looks over. Coach, you got plenty of time, 16-15. They're bringing a field goal unit in?
It's the right thing to do. You've got to get something off of this before half, right? I mean, 21-9 still doesn't change how you play the game, but you feel a little better about it.
The placement, the kick, and that thing is not even close.
It landed in the mid portion of the end zone. As it came off the foot, it never looked pretty, and for Graceland, you're going to go out with 8.9 seconds left. You're going to really throw the ball if you want.
Oh, yeah, they're going to throw it.
Ball on it.
Don't you think?
To the half right here.
Wouldn't you be surprised if they didn't just go ahead? Why wouldn't you do that? You know. Here come the Yellow Jackets. Last guy racing in for Graceland from the near side is Zay Atkins. I could spot him, 6'4", 295. I'm going to pick him right out. No, they are going to go to the diamond formation, and we're going to call it a half. We'll be back here in Lamoni. It's halftime. Is the Yellow Jackets, 21, Benedictine, 6.
Community banks play a vital role in our local economy by lending to small business owners and farmers while providing essential banking services that small towns and rural communities like ours need. For generations, we've offered products and services for those who live in our neighborhoods and beyond. With 10 area locations and internet banking, we can serve you better. We are proud of our community and appreciate our customers.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacements, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Smithville and 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Run the clock.
Here we go. Wind her up. Yeah, here we are. Welcome back to Graceland here in Lamoni, Iowa, where we've come to the halftime, and the hometown Yellow Jackets have been able to assume a lead. BC struck first, got in front,
Grayson scored the next three.
Yeah, right now Grayson's put together a real good first half. They've got 59-yard touchdown pass from Cade Ross to Gerald Monroe, a 16-yard pass to Monroe, and a 17-yard run for Adarius Thomas. For Benedictine, you have to go back to the 9.5-minute mark of the first half. That's when Sean Mora ran in from 1 yard out. That was Benedictine's only score. They missed the PAT, and right now, at the half, it's all Graceland. 21-6 right now for Benedictine. One of the biggest stats, I think, that jumps out at me in the first half is they've not been able to convert on third down. Graceland's been doing a great job of getting their defense off the field. Benedictine right now, 1 of 7 on third down. Graceland's not great. They're 4 of 9, but again, as you get closer to that 50% mark, I think that's where you need to be. Fourth down efficiency, Graceland's gone for one, Benedictine's gone for one. Both of them have converted on fourth down.
Nice crowds on hand for both teams. It's a hot day out there. We haven't really seen the heat be a real big factor in this one quite so far this afternoon, so that's kind of interesting. And it's good to see that everybody's doing pretty well. And right now, I just feel like Grayson's the team with the momentum. I've said that a number of times. I think that Grayson's the team that's been a little more creative so far in the first half.
Yeah, definitely creative. They've got 9 first downs in the first half. Their offense is starting to click a little bit. What, 215 yards on 30 plays. Benedictine with 30 plays. They're not that far behind in yardage, 215 to 159. But all the big plays have happened for Grayson in this first half.
And the field position. I mean, the reason they don't have to have a lot of yards, Graceland, is because they've been getting the ball at the 50-yard line or inside.
Yeah, I mean, what? They had one possession that started at the 49. The very next possession started at the 48-yard line. And for Benedictine, they had the interception in the end zone that they brought out to the 10. I mean, they've been starting with these long fields so far here in the first half. But in the second half, Ravens have to clean up some things and hold on to the football.
Compare your quarterbacks right now. Jackson Dooley's 10 of 17 for 75. Cade Ross is 10 of 16 for 166. Dooley, no touchdowns. Ross is thrown for 2. And there's a difference in the ball game right now.
Yeah, both quarterbacks have thrown an interception right now. The Ravens, fumbled the ball away earlier. And so that was, right, LeBron Jackson on that one over the middle where he fumbled it back to Graceland. So, again, both teams have given the ball away too much. Benedictine, 3 punts already in the first half. And for Graceland, they've only punted the ball twice so far tonight.
Well, I'll tell you what, we are going to take a bit of a break, and we'll be back. Second half of this one promises to be really good because I will tell you what, these coaching staffs go into the locker room, and they are motivated. We're going to call it that. Timeout at Lamoni. These two teams go to the locker room. Halftime score, Graceland 21, Benedictine 6. We're kicking it back to Joseph at the Care Sports Studios. He's got you halftime.
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your home for Benedictine football. Care Radio 93.7. Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Other value menus have burritos, maybe even nachos. But only Taco John's valueist menu has the cheese-loving audacity to put nachos inside a burrito. With crunchy tortilla chips, creamy nacho cheese, and zesty sauces, our new Nacho Crunch burritos pack 2 melty faves into one. Try them with seasoned beef for just $2 or grilled chicken for $3. This might be our cheesiest menu ever. The valueist menu, only at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
Got Jay Sean Todd with us, Benedictine football player. Jay Sean, how you doing, young man? Good to see you.
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm all right. We're going to start the conversation off. I like to get a little Jay Sean biography. Tell me about home, where you're from, and things like that.
I'm from Los Angeles, California, the San Fernando Valley, to be exact, California. Grew up, nice family, nice mom. I had a great life coming up, so yeah. Yeah.
Got siblings?
I have a sister. Yes. Older sister, about 25. Birthday coming up this September 9th, actually.
Nice.
Yes, sir.
Was she an athlete when she was in school?
She was cheerleader. Yes. Yeah, so,
there you go.
Competitive cheer. Yep. I could not say that. It's not a sport. She would kill me for that.
So she got the looks in the family. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah. Well, that's my twin, actually.
Oh, yeah. There you go. I like it.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about, obviously, high school. There was a little high school football went on, right? Tell me what your position was, what you played there.
Honestly, it's kind of transparent to what I do now. Bit everywhere, athlete. I got to do the Wildcat, but mostly receiver. They aligned me up in the backfield a little bit too. So, a little bit of what I do now, yeah.
And what was the name of the high school?
I went to a couple high schools actually. Started off at Golden Valley, transferred to Alamany, and then I finished up at Oaks Christian.
Okay.
My senior year.
And what was the mascot, Oaks Christian?
Lions. We were the Lions.
There you go. Were you any good? Come on.
Yeah, that was a great school. Great school, great coach. Shout out Coach Collins. Yes, sir.
Okay. Any of your teammates from that high school team go on playing college ball somewhere now?
I got a lot of boys, especially from Alamany. Shout out to them. A lot of boys at SC, Oregon State, Oregon. I could keep going on and on. Yeah, Stanford. They got a lot of guys out there that got out. Yes, sir. Most definitely.
Okay. Today, a lot of coaches will tell kids, don't just pick one sport. Play a little bit of everything, you know, while you're in high school and just experience them all. Did you play every sport? I mean, were you like each season doing something?
Not in high school, but growing up, yes. I did travel basketball, AAU basketball. I got to have a lot of experience there, a lot of great times there, traveling outside different states. Track was a big one, track and field. I did that growing up. But that is one thing I would push for other people that I did not get to do in high school or did not really pursue. Definitely do multiple sports. Do everything you can do. Track was one thing that I wish I would have stuck with going into high school, but I stopped going into my ninth grade year.
Now, you obviously got to Benedictine to play football, but I would think a guy with your skill set had some opportunities to go to a lot of places. I would think that, you know, there were schools talking to you. How did you pick Benedictine? Tell me a little bit about how the recruiting, who called you? How did you end up coming to Atchison, Kansas from Los Angeles?
Man,
this has got to be a great story, yeah, I got to feel
it
like.
It puts a smile on my face already just thinking about it. But, yeah, I did get the chance to talk to a lot of D1 coaches, D1 scouts, recruits, whatever you may call it. And then once COVID hit, all that, you know, kind of went out the door. And that's when I got the call from Coach Hauser. That's my guy right there. Coach Hauser, he called me. And the talks weren't just about football. It was about life. It was about who I was trying to become, what I was doing to become that person, and what I could do once I do get that role. So he plays a big part and played a big part at that time in me coming out here. He got me on a visit in early February. I came out here, and then the rest is history.
Okay, we got to stop right there. Southern California guy comes to Atchison, Kansas in February.
4 degrees.
Had you ever felt that cold in your life?
4 degrees, never in my life. I was bundled up, though. The snow was pretty, though. I liked it. You know, I was new to it. It wasn't windy, so it was a nice day. It was just snow coming down. I couldn't see the field. I didn't see the field, actually, until I came out here for fall camp. So the snow was covered. But it was pretty out here. I cannot lie to you.
So what was it about Benedictine that made you say, you know what, I've seen some other places, and I guess you'd gone to some other places, right?
Yes,
you know, you made some other visits. How'd you pick this?
Honestly, coming out here, having dinner at Willie's, seeing, like, the town spirit, seeing how everybody supports everybody out here, a familiar face out here goes a long way. Conversations are easy out here. People really are genuine. And it's definitely a change of pace from Los Angeles, obviously. Slower change of pace. People are mindful of you out here rather than just, you know, kind of walking past you. People make sure to say anything. So the hospitality out here is unmatched. And my family felt that as well as I did. So definitely just appreciated that and wanted to build off of that.
Does your family get an opportunity? I mean, this is a long trip. Do they ever had a chance? Do they ever get a chance to come and watch it?
Multiple times. So they came out for Morningside this year, obviously. You know, that was a very big game. First game of the season, they came out to support me. And I think they'll be out on the 28th. I forget which game that is, but they'll be out again to come see me again. But, yes, they come out whenever they can. And it's always a great turnout, always a great game, too.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the academic side. Tell me about your major, your field of study.
Yes, sir. Starting off, I wanted to be a nurse. That didn't really go as well. I don't do well with blood, so I had had a wake-up call.
That was out.
Transitioned into business management, and then now I'm pursuing a minor in exercise science.
Okay. So we've got Jay Sean Todd with us, wide receiver, kick return guy, kind of do it all. You like to do it all?
I do. Wherever you need me, I could probably do it for you.
And that's one of the things Coach Osborne has given you the opportunity. Let's be real candid. You're blessed with the great speed, and you can move. I mean, you're an elusive guy and not easy to catch, so it's got to be kind of fun to get out and do that.
Yeah, it definitely is, especially when the coaches put trust and comfortability in you. It allows you to be, you know, kind of myself, you know. So it's really no hiccups. I got to come in, play free, and then they just feed that confidence into me so that all I can do is build off of it.
Now, when you were a young man, did you see somebody? What was it, a coach or maybe a family member or maybe an athlete, somebody who you kind of modeled yourself after, maybe mentored after, somebody that you set up as kind of a role model?
I have two. I have one that is a friend from back home. His name is Jalen Lewis. I got to watch him a lot.
Tell me about him. What's he do? What's he about?
Oh, my goodness. So I was probably the best athlete I've ever seen to this day. I was a freshman. He was a senior at Golden Valley. He could do everything. And I mean everything. Speed, return, go catch a deep ball, turn a slant into an 80-yard catch. And then kind of a bigger role model at Tavon Austin. Tavon Austin, a guy out of West Virginia. He had a great career there, went to the NFL, had a great career there as well. I think he's still playing to this day, but I watch his highlights before every game. So
is that right?
Yeah, that's my guy.
Is a little inspiration.
Yeah, big inspiration. Yes, sir.
Okay, so a SoCal kind of a guy. What are we talking now that they're gone? I mean, Raiders fan, Rams fan? Where are you at?
I'm actually not an NFL guy. I have players that I watch, but Ohio State is the team.
Is that right? The Ohio State.
Yes, sir. The Ohio State.
And how'd you pick a Big Ten team?
That's my dad. My dad's from Ohio originally. And then he's kind of just fed that into me, dotting the I, all the good stuff. And just watching all the great players that come out of there and continue to come out of there. It's just exciting to watch them play every time.
So we got to hate Michigan then.
Oh, yeah. We don't talk about the team up north.
Yes, there's nothing wrong with that. You got to have the ones you like and the ones that you got to pull against, you know.
Now. You already know.
Yeah, I got you. Well, you've had, you know, guys on the field that you have as role models. And, you know, here on this team, this coaching staff, there's some fantastic guys here. And there's a real solid Southern California flavor to the coaching staff.
Oh, yeah. Well, Coach Hauser, he's a guy from San Diego, so that was very easy to connect with him. Coach Barraza, both Barrazas actually, they're from San Diego. And Coach Leonard, he's from Arizona, so I kind of consider him close to us. So, but yeah, it's a lot of guys that, you know, kind of have that feel, like that Southern feel. So it's very comfortable with me coming in here, getting to know everybody.
Now, you came in, you know, you made a little visit, but you never know how things are going to go. Right. Is this what you thought it was going to be when you got here now?
This is better than what I could ever imagine, honestly. Coming out here, I was nervous. You know, it's new. Midwest, never really been to the Midwest all that much. So coming out here and then getting COVID, that was a jump scare as well. Getting COVID and then jumping right into a game. But that game, the whole time, everybody taking care of me, it kind of showed me that I was in the right place. People were looking out for me left and right, and nothing's changed. So most definitely.
So your friends back home who say, wow, Jayshon went to Kansas. I mean, do they think that we're out here riding horses and sitting in wagons and stuff?
I get a lot of the yellow big brick road jokes, so that's kind of like the common go-to. But yeah, it's definitely kind of, especially when I say Atchison, people kind of say, huh, or what? Like, what is that from the first hearing? But yeah, I still get that to this day.
Now, you talked about your academic work and your studies. So after you get out of Benedictine, what's the plan? What do you think that you want to be? What, 5 years from now, what field are we going to find you in if it goes the way you want it to?
Honestly, coming out of college, I would love to get into real estate with my mother. We've talked about that a lot in Houston, Texas, trying to buy out lots and do something like that, as well as me kind of finding a place where I can get some physical training or physical therapy work so I can work with other athletes, younger athletes, older athletes, and then building off that, I would love to represent other up-and-coming athletes in some sort of agency. So whether I have to go to law school and get my own degree and get whatever I need to do that, but that excites me, that I could help somebody else get through that next door. So if I could do that, I would definitely pursue that with no looking back.
So mom's in real estate.
Yes, sir.
So she's got that gift of gab. She's a communicator.
Yeah, she could talk to anybody. I'm talking about anybody. So yes.
See, and so she has to be a real inspiration for you too, you know, because when you left L.A., how many people did you know when you walked in the door here, other than a coach? Anyone?
Actually, one person.
Okay.
That Eric Chavez. We played at Alameda together. So, but other than that, no, it's just me and myself, kind of in this, I guess you'd say, a new world.
You talk about, you know, meeting people though and making friends. I look at this offensive group, man. I'm seeing some kind of tight knit bunch out here. Is it what I think it is?
Yes, it's exactly what you see, if not more. We all love each other, and when I say love, I mean love. It's genuine. We look out for each other off the football field just as well as we do on the football field. And we all root for each other. That's the biggest thing. If I come out the game, the next man's up, and it's that simple. We all hope that somebody gets on the board. If you don't have a good game, we hope that the next man next to you does. So, yes, this is exactly what you see.
And there's an excitement about this team and the season. Game one, a bump. You know, didn't go like you wanted to, but it was a great learning experience. And I got a feeling that this team's got some destiny in front of it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it might sound a little weird off the, you know, off the first sound, but I had a smile on my face after the game because I know where we can get to after that game, and I know where we will get to after that game. So it's just a learning process, a young team, getting to know what it is and what it takes to be a great team. You know, Morningside's a great team, obviously, so we hope to see them again. But, you know, kind of just focusing on us week to week, I feel like we could go wherever we want to go.
Jayshon Tide, you've traveled, you've been around, you've played ball, different teams. Young man comes up to you and says, Jayshon, I don't know. Give me some advice. You know, what would you tell maybe a high school player, young man thinking about, you know, what he's going to do? What would you say to him if you, you know, set him down across the table from you and we're giving him that fatherly talk?
First and foremost, keep God in your corner. You can't do anything without God. And when you do have God in your corner, you can do everything. So have God in your corner. Be yourself. Be confident. Be humble. And always, always be willing to learn from anybody, from a better player, from a lesser player. You can learn from everybody. Take everything that you get. Take it.
Got one last question. I'm going to let you go. This is the most ridiculous question that you're going to get, and maybe the hardest one of all of them I've asked you.
Okay.
Superman, Batman, Spider-Man. Which one is it?
The Flash.
The Flash! I love it!
That's my guy right there.
There you go. Jayshon Tide, it's been a pleasure. Thanks very much, man. Good luck to you, and go Ravens.
I appreciate it. Thank you, boss.
Thanks for listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your home for Raven football, Care Radio 93.7. Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better. We now return to Tom and Gus live at the stadium for second half coverage of Benedictine Raven football.
Welcome back to Livonia, Iowa, where the two teams have left the locker room. They've returned to the field, and we are getting very near the beginning of the second half of tonight's Raven ball game. Going to hand it back, everybody. Many thanks to Joseph, our producer and engineer, back at the Care Radio Sports Studio, handling all the business back there. Hope you enjoyed our conversation with Javon Todd. Very interesting. Jayshon Todd, very interesting young guy. Got some really insights because he's an impressive young man. And that's the thing. I mean, sometimes we kind of lose focus of, you know, we see him every week on the field and they're great athletes and things. But you don't get that dive into, you know, how good of people these guys are. And, you know, they're going to go on to do great things in life. And so it's really cool to catch up with some of these guys and find out a little more about their story. And it's just kind of fun to dive into some of those things. Speaking of Jayshon on the field, having a decent night, 2 catches so far, 30 yards. He's got 4 rushes tonight for 6 and an incomplete pass. So he's a guy I think in the second half the Ravens are going to have to get a little more into the mix of the offense. And last year against these guys, he had 3 catches, 98 yards, 2 touchdowns, and an 86-yard kickoff return for a touchdown.
none of those big plays have happened for the Ravens so far tonight. They haven't had that explosive play. For Graceland, they have. They've gotten big plays. They've converted long third downs all night. So in this second half, it'll be interesting to see if the Ravens are able to flip the script or if Grayson's going to come away with a huge win and go to 3-0 tonight. In the second half, if you remember way back at the start of the game, the Ravens won the toss, elected to defer, so they will get the ball to start the second half, and they'll put their offense out there trailing right now, 21-6.
Watch to the two teams and their approaches to the second half, Benedict, and huddling up over there on the far side around a special teams coaching staff, and they've got the kick return unit out there. Grayson's still kind of milling around on that air side, and they've taken a very kind of laid-back approach to this. Ravens have everybody out there in their positions, and we still have seen nothing from Graceland. I don't know. Is there a play clock to begin the second half? Because everything's at 15 and 0 on the play clock. Is there anybody who says when you got to get out there?
No.
Alex Tuyo. He's the guy who's going to be kicking it away, and he's kicked it away nicely. As both Jay Sean Todd and Dalton Witherspoon are back for the return. He's kicked it down to around the goal line for each of his kickoffs so far. Here we go. Ravens with a return man back at the 5-yard line. The advance of the ball, the kick is away, end over end and high. It's not going to be quite so deep. It'll be taken by Witherspoon at the 11. He'll cut back to the middle of the field, looking for a lane, gets to the 15, bounces outside to the 25. Witherspoon 30, 35. Witherspoon 40. And it's going to be bumped out of bounds across the 45-yard line, very near midfield. He went just all the way from the left side to the right side, found the seam, turned it up the near hash marks, and finally bumped out of bounds into the Graceland sideline. Ravens with superb field position, maybe the best field position to begin a series tonight.
One of those things that you don't understand about Dalton Witherspoon, he is deceptively fast, ran track in the spring, and was very successful at that, so shows off some speed right there.
There's a guy we have not called his name, and that's Reed Levi. He's in, makes a block. Here's a handoff left side. Look out! There goes Sean Wara. 50-45. Wara 40-35. Wara down to the 33-yard line.
That was just a quick hitter, kind of a base play to the left, and Sean Wara showed some explosion. I like this offense right now. The Ravens quickly back up over the football, that time running behind Jacoby Hinton.
First down, BC, quarterback's back, looking right, looking right, looking right, throwing right. Kid, it's going to be caught. What an outstanding effort on the near sideline to make the catch, twist the body, and Jayshon Town with another big pickup in the Ravens with a first down.
At halftime, maybe, you know, you kind of gave him that little bit of a spark right there. But I like what the Ravens are doing. Get out, get quickly up over the football, and get some things to happen. Sean Wara will check out of the ballgame, back in for the Ravens comes Dalton Witherspoon. He'll be on the left side of quarterback. Jackson Dooley on the right, Chayshawn.
Here's a QB. Play action. Over the middle. It's going to be caught. 10, 5, 2, 1. First and goal, Benedictine at the 1-yard line. I thought maybe he would get in, but the defense came up, and LeBron Jackson has got the Ravens smelling the goal line.
Now the Ravens going to go to that big and tall formation. They're going to bring in Matthew Stanford at 6'4", Court Madsen at 6'4", Reed Levi at 6'4", and then Tanner Zimmerman at 6'5". Your running back is going to be Dalton Witherspoon.
And here comes BC. They're going to shift it over to the right side. Do you just go straight ahead with Witherspoon, or do you?
No.
Not lob one over to Reed?
Maybe him went off to Reed.
And let's see what Jackson does. Quarterback Jackson Dooley. Reed in motion. Dooley keeps it, sneaks it. A defender leaps over the top. It doesn't matter. Touchdown Ravens with 13-11 to play in the third quarter. Benedictine uses less than 2 minutes to drive down the field with the first possession of the second half.
Love that drive right there for the Ravens. They didn't mess around. They didn't get too cute. And then you get the ball to the 1-yard line and say, hey, we're going to take our big quarterback. We're going to take our big tight end. We're going to push him into the end zone. And that's exactly what they did.
BC needs a PAT here. It is down. It is up. It is good. Count it. And we're taking a break. 13-14 to go in the third quarter. Ravens back in it. It is Graceland 21, Benedictine 13.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years.
If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
There's a Benedictine kick away. Grayson brings it from the goal line. Up the middle of the 15 and stopped short of the 20-yard line. Stood up, shoved back, a wave of red uniforms. And we've got players on the far side. And, Gus, I tell you what, this is a little WWE happening over there. And the officials have let it go on.
Yeah, so the officials are going to have something to clean up by the time this game's over, right? These two teams are getting a little chippier. We saw going into the locker room, they weren't exactly happy with each other. And now for Graceland, this is going to be, what, like the second worst starting field position. Just shy of the 20, they're going to mark it at the, what, 19-ish?
Let's see if the momentum and the sense of urgency that we saw exhibited by the Benedictine offense is going to be reflected now by the BC defense.
Going one over and
first and 10. Quarterback is Cade Ross. Takes a high snap. Players one near side. It's going to be caught. There's a run up the left. Caught at the 20. Hit at the 25. Bumped out of bounds. Short of the first down and into the Yellow Jacket sideline. Has he got a first down?
Yep. They're going to get him all the way up to the 30-yard line with that last little push.
So getting the ball to the outside, and there was a really good block out here. There was a defender over there. I thought he was holding on. But
not holding if you don't, if they don't call it.
That's why they were wearing the red gloves and not the white here tonight.
Exactly.
They're going to call a second and inches. Somehow, they decide that it's not a first down. So
I thought they were marking that all the way up to the 30.
They're going to call it just short. Here's a handoff straight ahead, and that's going to get a first down. If you're an offense, you just didn't have a second and inches, you know.
Look, now we've got an offensive lineman for Graceland trying to be retained by some of his teammates, and this is what you expect to see from a Patrick Ross team.
Graceland team players punching one another, having a bit of a scruff out there among themselves. So that's kind of an interesting development. We'll see how that unfolds as the third quarter wears on. It's first and 10 for Graceland at their own 30-yard line. You know, Jack is still throwing it up. Now the offensive lineman on the right side stands up, looks around, and they're going to come set again. First and 10 is your call. Running back, quarterback will kick it. Look at the big bear hug thrown to the ground. And no holding call as the run to the left side is going to be good for about a half a dozen. Jared Heron, the defensive end for Benedictine Augusta, offensive lineman in the middle. He's just like taking his frustrations out and grabs the D-lineman across in front of him from behind, bear hugs him and rides him to the ground.
Yeah, and right now the Raven defensive front is not doing a good enough job of trying to close down those gaps, and they're allowing big running lanes for Darius Thomas today.
Gain of 8. Second down and a pair. Running back hit in the backfield and swarmed over. That was a nice play by Heath Baker. Tell you what, Heath Baker has really, really had a good season in this the third game of the year. It's a young season, but Darius Thomas got nothing. Lost a yard or two. It's third down 3.
Raven's going to bring Glazer in and put him next to Isaac Anderson. And this is something I've wanted to see a little bit more tonight, right? You've got Isaac and Joe Glazer side by side in the front of that defensive line. Heron is going to be your one end and Heath is your other.
Interesting for the Yellow Jacks on a third down 3. Do you run it? Do you throw it? Quarterback looks left and right. Maybe checks it off a little to the line of scrimmage. The play clock is down to 5. Running back is on his left hand. He's going to take a 3-step drop, looks over the middle, steps up into the pocket. He's going to hit, and he's dropped, and he's short of the first down. Hit from behind. Give it to Jagger Blueball and Isaac Anderson.
Jagger Blueball had 2 tackles for loss coming into this ballgame, already 2 tackles for loss in this ballgame. It'll bring up a 4th down for Graceland, and
really think they wanted to gamble a little bit. They're going to bring the punt unit on, and if I'm the Ravens, I'll probably go back to a safer turn right here because this would be a good spot if you're Graceland to try to fake one.
This is not the number of the guy that we have punting the ball for the Yellow Jackets, so we'll see. He's standing at his own 15. The snap is back, helmet high, gets the boot away. That's a really nice kick. It is high, almost out of the lights. And it's going to be fielded by Benedictine at the 15-yard line. Dancing around, getting a little block to the 20, to the 25. Look out, Jason 30, 35. Jason 40, 45. Jason 50, 45. Jason left side 30. Jason keeps inbound, 25, 20. Jason, he's coast to coast. Benedictine, touchdown.
Jason Todd last year against Graceland had an 86-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. Now, there is a penalty now at the 19-yard line. Even if it comes back, it's going to be there. I think that's an after-the-touchdown type penalty.
And, guys, I'm going to tell you that the Graceland team is melting down out there. I mean, look, they are screaming at one another. They're coming off the near sideline. These are not yells of encouragement. These are yells of disparagement.
So it's going to be a penalty against Graceland, and the Ravens are going to have the chance to put this onto the two-point conversion and make it half the distance.
During the return, illegal blindside block, number 18, Graceland. The penalty will be enforced on the try, half the distance. Ball will be placed at the 1.5.
Okay, so here you go for the Ravens. That's exactly what the doctor ordered. BC missing the first PAT of the night. Now, trails by two. And an opportunity for them to pick up a two-point conversion from a yard and a half out. That's a big deal. The difference between 3 and 1.5, huge, huge deal. Let's see if the Ravens have this Graceland defense on its heels or not. BC's going to again go with what we're calling a big and tall package. Single man to the backfield. Running the ball for the Ravens is going to be Dalton Witherspoon. They got a man wide to the left side. Here comes the Raven two-point conversion effort as BC looks for the tie. Motion will go to the left side. TZ's back to the right. The handoff Witherspoon. Leans, twists, shoves, pushes. He rides the wave into the end zone. It's good. And the Ravens have tied this thing up, Gus. Benedictine, two touchdowns in the first 5 minutes and 43 seconds of the second half. We got a timeout. 9:17 to play in the third. Benedictine 21. Graceland 21.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
There's only so much that can be said here, literally, about Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. But the keys are this. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will lead you through the many lines of juices, the large variety of mods and kits, and some of the most affordable, reliable, and many-flavored disposables in the area. They have alternative vaping products, too. Wink, wink. Did I mention 90 varieties of wildberry incense and locally made beard oil? Skyway Vapes, downtown Atchison, 711 Commercial Street.
And here comes the Raven kickoff, and we're in not deep. Trey Blank will come up and take it to the 10. Blank will go to his left across the field, down at the 15-yard line as the kick coverage is absolutely spectacular for the Ravens.
Jonah Roberts, your backup running back, able to get down there on the kick coverage unit. And for Graceland, who in the first half really took advantage of starting out near midfield, two possessions, they're going to both be inside the 20. This one all the way back to their own 15-yard line.
The Yellow Jacket offense got about three coaches in the middle of them trying to calm them down, trying to refocus their attention, trying to bring a little discipline to their team, and let's see how that works. Here we are with just over 9 minutes ago in the third quarter, and Benedictine with 2 second-half touchdowns has tied the game. QB is Cade Ross. Single man to the backfield with him, and trips in a diamond to the left side. The pitch is going to go to the outside. Bouncing and hit and submarined and tackled after a 2-yard gain
First, Darius Thomas. First guy over there for the Ravens to turn that whole play back was, yeah, Kyle Rowland turned it into the middle. Jagger Blue Box cleans it up. It's going to bring up a second and let's call it seven for the Graceland offense.
Running back is now going to go to the right side of the quarterback. It's the wide side of the ball is on the left hash mark. Play clock, plenty of time. They reset that thing very late. We're still at 20. Now they'll swing over to the right side with Trey Blake. You know,
the guy in the
they've
slot.
They've got to look for
play.
Monroe. Got to look for Monroe.
Reggie Wilson is a little confused.
QB, play actions. He's back. Outruns. There's a hold. Then call. QB's right. Tie steps. Gets hit and dropped instantly at the line of scrimmage. What pursuit by Jagger?
Jagger blue ball that time. He is now on a quarterback spy, right? The best tackler for Benedictine is back there. He's waiting, waiting, waiting. He realized Cade Ross had ran that play so many times in the first half. He made a beeline. I'm going to tell you, Cade Ross is fast. Jagger blue ball at 6'3", 215 pounds is just faster. He was all conference last year in the Heart of America Athletic Conference North Division. I'm going to tell you, he might be the defensive player in the South Division this year.
Going to be a loss of about a yard. Let's still call it a third down and a full seven. QB back to throw. Sets up. Looking. He's got time. Throws deep. He's got a man downfield. It's tipped, and it's going to go incomplete. Pressure.
Ross
and lots of it.
Lit.
But now there is a marker at the 10.
He got lit up on that play.
We'll see if there's going to put this. What the call is going to be all about.
Personal foul. Number 23, defense, roughing the passer. 15 yards
penalty. That's a terrible break for the Benedictine defense right there.
Yeah, you hate to give up the first down, but I'm going to tell you, for the Raven defense, they've kicked things up a little bit, right? The intensity is much different in the second half than we saw from the first half. And right now, Graceland is bringing all of their playmakers over to the near sideline to talk to head coach Patrick Ross. He's trying to calm them down a little bit. Patrick Ross, the second-year head coach, but is in his first year of calling plays as the offensive coordinator here.
If you're Cade Ross, does that being hit, that pressure you've been getting, does that make you change your game plan a little bit? Here's a pass quickly out of his hands. It's going to be taken to the left flat, accelerating to the left side across the 35 and up near the 40-yard line, picking up about 5 yards on a first down pass left.
Yeah, it's going to make you want to get rid of the football a little quicker because you know if you hold on to the ball for any longer that these defensive ends are really looking to tee off on you. Right now the Ravens are out there with a new defensive end. Is that going to be? Yeah, it is. Xavier Hernandez, a 6'1" sophomore. 6'1", 220, and they're lining him up as a defensive end, a former Atchison. Probably still a Phoenix, or probably still a Redmond at that point.
At that point, yeah. Second down, they're going to call it three. Second down, three, just across their own 40-yard line. Having a big gain on first down for Graceland. Quarterback taking his time, 5 seconds, four on the play clock. 3 seconds, two. Hurries up and gets the snap at one. Quarterback is going to keep it. He's running. He's looking. He's throwing into the middle, and he misses his man. As he was running for his life, backpedaling quickly as he could, he was scared to have been hit by Jared Heron.
Yeah, Jared Heron did a great job again by there. Javai Blomquist was the second guy back there. And again, Cade Ross just off his back foot, throw it in the vicinity of one of your playmakers. Maybe they'll come back and make a play on it. That time they didn't. It'll bring up a third and two. Now, Graceland has been really good this evening on these third down calls. Graceland tonight, they are now 5 of 10 on third down conversion.
Graceland's brought in two receivers we have not seen tonight, numbers 10 and 11. And shoveling up a little bit on a third down three call. Across their own 40-yard line. QB is back. Blitz is on. There's a hole. Pass is broken up. It is into the hands of Monroe. He gets hit, coughs it up, and here's a really, 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 really late marker.
They're going to get Javai Blomquist for taunting after Gerald Monroe got lit up on that play. Now, it's going to be a dead ball, personal foul, and now Monroe hopped up after the play.
Certainly. Monroe is perfectly fine, but he has done a great job of decoying the crew.
Well, now I'm going to tell you that for what I thought it was going to be, the officials are taking a long time talking about this. Really get what the question
is.
Now for the Benedictine defense, this is back-to-back huge bad mistakes on third downs that was going to give your offensive football back and instead has given 33 yards and more life
to Graceland. So I didn't have a problem with the first one because it was a late hit on the quarterback. I get it. You don't want to idle down. It was close, whatever. That one is just a, you've got to be smarter than that type play for the Raven defense.
Graceland is going to have a running back to the left side of quarterback Cade Ross. Ravens and Yellow Jackets tied at 21. And a clock with 6:40 to go in the third quarter. Ross back to throw again. Steps up, launches one into traffic, and it should have been intercepted. It hit the defender who was so busy watching the receiver that he did not make that interception. It will bring up a second down. And again, guys, the difference is Cade Ross is backpedaling, and he's backpedaling hard. He's throwing off, you call it, the back foot.
He's not stepping into his passes right now because he doesn't have a whole lot of faith in that offensive line. He's like, running back says, now I've got to get rid of the ball. And I'm going to tell you, he's going to make some plays because those receivers are so good out there. But right now, the Ravens defensive line starting to get maybe a little more push and starting to make Cade Ross a little more uncomfortable. He also doesn't want to vacate the pocket because Jagger Blueball has been spying him here in the second half.
Heron, Anderson, Harrison, Baker, the Benedictine front four. Second down, 10. QB will wrap around the handoff, and there's a gaping hole at the 40, 35, 30, 25. Hit and down at the 20-yard line. And the Ravens pinned their ears back looking for the pass, and Grayson gave them the run.
Yeah, it was a great play right there by Grayson. Benedictine dropped back, expecting the pass. Now we're going to see into the ballgame Joey Burks, but a good quick run right there for Graceland.
Quickly, first and 10. QB's going to head up. It's the same play straight up the middle, and this time there's nothing.
That time Cade Ross was thinking he saw something he liked, and Benedictine has made a little bit of an adjustment. Now they're going to make another one because, they ran that last play with 10 players. So, Joey Burke into the ballgame. You're also going to get along that front line, Kevin Harris. Now you're going to bring in another linebacker, and that's going to be Cole Johnson.
Second down, 9 at the Benedictine 20-yard line. Grayson is well within field goal range in a tie ball game at 21. Late in the third quarter, quarterback back, looking left. Now he's going to have to run with it. Steps up, throws into the end zone, picked and dropped at the 2. In and out of the hands of the Raven defensive back, Joel Mavis.
That time Mavis a little upset with himself because he's got the breakaway speed to have taken that back 99 yards. Instead, it's going to fall incomplete and bring up a fourth down. Now, you talked about that this is in field goal range for the Yellow Jackets as it's third down. But Alex Tuyo is 0-for-1 for field goals. His one miss, 22 yards.
You got Reggie Wilson, Gerald Monroe, Trey Blake, all to the one side, single man to the left, running back there with Ross, quarterback keeper. He'll boot to the right side, gets to the 10, gets to inside the 10, and he is going to have a first down, first and goal. They had looked to the right, and then he was going to throw that way, and then he sprints to the other side, and that is the one thing that Grayson has been really good at all night long, is that's a misdirection.
Yeah, and they were doing a good job right there of being able to steal that edge as Jared Heron was over there and couldn't get his blocker shed, and now we have a player cramping up a little bit, and got a lot of football left to be played for somebody to be cramping up, but it gives you a good chance to do that.
Yeah, here's a chance to remind everybody that they are enjoying Raven football on Care Radio, K-A-I-R-F-M, Horton Atchison. Joseph is our producer and engineer, holding down the fort in the luxurious and world-renowned, in fact, Care Radio Sports Studios. Gus Counts to my left, Tom Counts with you here, and tell you what, a very nice group of Raven fans have made the trip here to Lamoni today. Not a terrible, we've got to go to our Benedictine road game, and it's a pretty good one to go to. A couple of hours going to get you here, and a couple of afternoon games, and then the rest of the conference all playing exactly at our time.
Yeah, the afternoon games, Baker beat Clark today 45-0. Grandview beat Missouri Baptist 45-13. Right now in the third quarter with about 4:52, so about where we're at, it is Missouri Valley 27, William Penn 7. Central Methodist leading Culver Stockton at the start of the fourth quarter 13-0. You've got Peru State in the Oak Bowl tonight early in the third quarter. It's Peru State 38, Mid-America 28.
Little surprise for me right there at that point in the game. Here we go. It's first and goal just inside the 10-yard line. Graceland with the football. We're tied at 21. Quarterback is Cade Ross. He's done a nice job running the ball club here tonight for his dad. Running back behind him and just to his left, the wraparound handoff, the straight ahead run, hit and down to the 9.
That time it was Sabron Woods running the football and for Benedictin getting in there and making the stop. You're going to see Blue Kaplinger. I struggle with Blue wearing 28 this year.
Throwing the ball tonight, Cade Ross is 13 of 22. That is well below his typical passing average. Christian Constantine and Trey Blake will go wide to the right side. We haven't seen anything out of Constantine, the junior from Lafayette, Louisiana. Last week he had one catch for 16. Right now it's second and goal at the 9. Ross straight back, lobs one, got a man wide open, it is tipped and incompleted again. Lucky that that was not picked off. And now we've got players rolling around on the ground again.
Got a helmet off of a Graceland player. And
does that mean he's got to come out?
Yes.
Is there a penalty? I see no flag, but the official looks like he's going to.
The official's telling him, well, the official's telling him, you got to get out of here for this play. And he's saying, wait, they took my helmet off. And he said, it doesn't matter. It came off, you're out. So, now back into the ballgame, Isaiah Matthews, a big 6'4", 292 freshman. He's going to play that right guard position here.
And for the Yellow Jackets, third and goal from the 9. Wide to the left, Gerald Monroe. He is the man to watch. Slot, Reggie Wilson. He'll also go wide right, and now we're going to get a Graceland T.O.
Nope. We're going to reset the play clock. There we go, up to 25. And you got to think Cade Ross is going to want to maybe keep this ball here.
See, I just don't see him. I see him wanting to give it to somebody else. I don't see him wanting to take that hit once more. He'll keep it. He's back to throw. Tiny pattern, left side. Monroe, touchdown. The pass was thrown in front of Joel Mavis, and that was a nice route. Monroe drove him off, just stopped on a dime, one half a step into the end zone to make the catch and put Graceland back in front.
Yeah, Mavis was right there step for step with him, and but it's just a hard pass to defend right there. Another touchdown for Gerald Monroe.
PAT coming up, and Alex Tuyo in to attempt it. It is down and up, and he has knocked it through, and Grayson will retake the lead. We've got a timeout on the field. Down now to 4 minutes and 12 to go into the third quarter. Graceland 28, Benedictin 21.
Are you worried about a new skin spot? Don't ignore the warning signs. Skin cancer is extremely common and can affect anyone. Regular screenings help catch problems early, improving treatment success. Join the surgical care experts at Amberwell Acheson for free skin cancer screenings on September 15th from 2 to 5 p.m. at 800 Ravenhill Drive in Acheson. The screenings are open to everyone and no appointments are needed. Just walk in. Their caring team is dedicated to your well-being. Skin spots that could be cancerous or precancerous are worth getting checked out. For questions, call 913-367-6682.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Alex Tuyo sent the kick it away to Jayshon Todd. And Jayshon's going to let this thing go into the end zone, and Benedictin will get it first and 10 at their own 20-yard line. That's a good series by Grayson to come down field and retake the lead, but in all candor, Benedictin gave them 30 of those yards.
Yeah, that was a long drive right there for Graceland. It was, 5 minutes and 5 seconds on that drive. Benedictin with two big penalties on third down, which, you know, you were going to get off the field. Now, the offense is going to have to answer back, trailing in this ballgame now by a touchdown.
Here comes Benedictin, first and 10 to their 25-yard line, down 28-21. Quarterback will hand off, little wrap around, and straight ahead is going to be Witherspoon, picking up about 4. And sometimes a play like that is good. That's just a keep the defense honest kind of a call.
And again, Cornell Jones throws his hands up, and he's barking at the officials. He has got an issue tonight, the senior out of Miami Central High School.
Second down and 7. Ravens at their own 28-yard line. Jackson Dooley this evening has been 12 of 20 throwing the football. He'll be in the backfield alone as the Ravens will spread them out on the sides. Pass over to the left side. First catch of the day for Reed Levi. He'll pick up a first down and then get bumped out of bounds across the 35-yard line. First and 10, Benedictine. Good to see Lee get finally get reincorporated into the offensive play.
Yeah, Reed's been a guy who hasn't really been thrown too much or targeted at all in this ball game right there. His first catch of the evening, able to pick up a big first down for the Ravens. But again, tempo has been big for this Raven offense so far in the second half. It's hard to believe. We're with 3 minutes left in the third quarter. Benedictine has only touched the ball now. This is their second possession of the third quarter.
I'm looking at Jacob Gass right over here. Ravens would love to get the ball in his hands. Here's BC back to throw. QB, lots of time now. Goes left, has a man wide open. Caught 50, 45, 40, 35, 30. Down to the 25-yard line. The Ravens with the catch down the left side. And what a nice play for BC as they advance the sticks. And they're going to pick up about 45 yards, and there he was, Jacob Gathright.
The other ear on your headset just filter in your hole so you know what's going on the field. That was the right time to call Jacob Gathright's number. And if you're Graceland and defensive coordinator Monty Rowe, you got to know where Jayshon is and Jacob on every play.
First and 10, Benedictine to the 25-yard line now in Graceland territory. Blitz is on, handoff, running back outside. There is nothing doing for Wara. Now,
did he
stay on his feet?
He did. He spun out of a tackle, and the officials killed the play after a one-yard loss. And Warren's not happy because he spun out of that tackle, and he had some running room over here on the near side.
And again, Sean Wara, blazingly fast.
Look, Joel's over here talking to White Hat. He's not thrilled with them killing that ball.
It will bring up, after what they will call a loss of two, a second and a dozen. Yeah, Coach Osborne, now they got the White Hat coming over to talk to him. And you know the White Hat guy knows that they made a mistake.
He messed up.
He's telling the coach, okay, you know what? We got it wrong. It happens.
What did we say? So they're going to put 23 seconds back onto the play clock, so. What do we say?
They've reset time over there on the play clock a few times today.
Iowa officials.
We say that a lot. And again, they've got Coach Osborne and the official. But wait a minute. Coach Osborne's an Iowa guy, so the good news is he knows the lingo, right?
You know how to talk to him. So they're going to call it an inadvertent whistle, replay first down instead of a loss on the play because, again, it could have been a 2-yard loss or it could have been a big run for Sean Wara. And at the end of the day, that's why they reset it to 2:03. So you're going to go back and act like that never happened.
Wow. You don't get that.
Not very often. Iowa official.
First and 10.
We don't even have a play clock. There we go.
They kind of goofed up, so let's just do that over. Let's do a redo. Now, quarterback. Rolling. Now he's going to throw this thing out of bounds. And so the Ravens are going to gain, 2 yards out of that?
Now there's a little talking over here on the near side. Lou Dean got mixed up with Britton Smith. And here's the deal. It was clean. It was a throw down at the end. And the officials did a good job there of separating both guys. And now it'll be a 2nd and 10 after the incomplete pass. Minute 47 left here in the third quarter.
The officials are coming over and shooing the Graceland players and coaches off the field. 2nd and 10, still at the 25-yard line.
The Raven offense doesn't look as quick and as fluid as they did on their first possession.
Motion will come to the near side. Julie's going to be back. Feeling heat. Throwing into the end zone. Touchdown, Ravens, Jacob Gathright. And then Jackson gets hit.
Yeah, you're going to get a roughing the passer after the play. And now for Benedictine, if they want, you could probably tack this on the try and go for 2 again.
We'll wait for them to share their big call out here. But, again, Chippy, Gus, we've got a 4th quarter plus.
So he's going to just kick the point and then take the yardage on the kickoff.
Yeah, I'm good with that. What do you think?
They've not been able to stop yet. I would have gone for 2 and taken the lead.
So there you have it.
What a job, though, by Jackson to just stay in there, take the big hit, and thread it between 2 defenders.
Great job by the receiver keeping his eye on it.
And now Dooley's back into the ball game to hold for the kick by Harry Balke. The snap coming up for Zach Philippi. Perfect. Down. Up. Good. Taking a break. We're tying again in Iowa. Now with a minute 41 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine 28. Graceland 28.
EQ presents the sound of falling hard.
Whoa!
No, not that fall. Everyone's favorite season fall. It's the sound of falling with the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. A bonfire with a pumpkin pie blizzard. A brisk stroll with a snickerdoodle cookie dough blizzard. A folk concert with a Reese's peanut butter cup pie blizzard. Fall hard with all seven flavors on the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family, each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
Off into the end zone for our touchback.
That arm still got it. I'm telling you what, the kick by Benedictine is away. And they assess the 15-yard penalty on the ensuing kickoff, so it bounces into the end zone and out the back of the end zone. And great job by Nooch back there. Still got the hands, got the arms, the ball went right to it. Love it.
But for Graceland, this is probably their best starting field position of the second half. The ball all the way out to the 25. They started just shy of the 20. What? They started at the 15 and the 19 on their last two possessions.
First and 10. Here comes Cade Rawson, the Graceland offense. See if Benedictine can not be an enemy to themselves on this series. Quarterback is back, loads up, fires it, intercepted at the 50-yard line, and then they dropped it. That is the third interception that the Ravens have made and wasted.
Yeah, that's a guy who already has an interception on the season, and that was just a bad pass by Cade Ross, and I think he's breathing a sigh of relief. He understands what he did. He was looking for the post route and instead just threw it really, really shy of his receiver. Now we've got a couple players, I think is what happened, is a helmet and a shoulder pad kind of got locked up, so they're trying to get that all untangled right there.
Is this like one of those deals where out in the wild, a couple of get their antlers intertwined and they can't get them separated? These two guys are kind of tangled up out there, and now we're going to get some trainers to come out and see if they can't get them.
And there we go.
Pulled apart.
The big guy coming off the field is going to be Tim Glazer, and the official says, "You don't have to come out because we took your helmet off.
You didn't take it off. Somebody else took it off. We took it off. We can let you stay."
So,
the incompletion on what could have been an interception is going to leave Grayson with a second down 10, still to their own 25-yard line. It's a 28-28 ball game and a minute and a half to go in the third quarter.
That's going to be one of those missed opportunities for the Ravens. Again, you're going to look back and go, man, I really wish we would have had that interception. Benedictine's had about two or three possible interceptions that have been dropped tonight.
From their own 25, Ravens four-man defensive front shifts over. Quarterback is back. He feels the heat. The pass is over to the near side. And this time, finding his way through the block to make the tackle. That's Blue.
Blue with hair like Thor as he busted through the defender, able to make a huge tackle on the play. No gain on the swing pass to the left. It's third and 10.
They've run that play so many times tonight, and each time Blue has been blocked and sometimes held onto by the wide receiver who is blocking him. And that time, he just went right through that block. Took the blocker and all into the ball carrier.
Tomorrow when you watch film, you're going to rewind it a couple times. And, yeah, watch that one because that's a fantastic job right there by Blue Kaplinger, the senior out of Lewisburg.
Graceland looking at the third down 10, still at their own 25-yard line. Motion to the near side is going to be Monroe. Quarterback steps up into the pocket. He's going to elude the first defender. Has a man open downfield. Damn, it's picked off! The Ravens step in front, and Blue Kaplinger cuts in front of Trey Blake. The Ravens have taken it away across midfield.
You know what I like? You make the interception, and you run off the field. And look out there on the field for Graceland. Cornell Jones is all over his teammates, screaming at him, not happy. 34 seconds left here in the third quarter. Benedictine has a first and 10 on the Graceland side of the field at the 48-yard line. If you ever had a shot to really just hammer one home, this would be Jacob Gathright somewhere around the E if you're going to really try to go for one.
If you think a dagger shot, here's your opportunity. First and 10, Benedictine jumps across midfield at the 48.
Jayshon has no over-the-top help.
Most of them come to the near side. That's going to be TZ. He'll stop at the wing. Kibbe's play action back. Looking, throwing. Has his man downfield. Look at Sim go up and make the catch as the end play.
They're going to say out. Job by Zimmerman to go over
look at the, man.
The defender right there, Brett Whitehall. And Whitehall's big. He's 6 foot. But Tanner Zimmerman at 6'5", able to go up and make that reception. Again, that's maybe somewhere you start to look back to.
Second and 10 BC. Now, coming to the near side, it'll be Jayshon. He'll be out at the numbers. Now, maybe just outside the numbers, right in front of the Graceland sideline. The two receivers to the wide side. Now, again, they're going to bring Zimmerman to the left. QB's back. Fires one. Cut. There's Jayshon, 40-35. Ball pops loose, and he coughs it up, and the Ravens are going to give it back. Jayshon had it. It got ripped out of his hand, and Graceland is going to reclaim the football.
And again, too many mistakes for Benedict, and that's going to be their second lost fumble of the night. So you got two fumbles and an interception. Two fumbles tonight. And for Graceland, they've got a pair of interceptions. So a chance to really capitalize is going to be thwarted by this Graceland defense.
We've got time enough for one more third quarter play. 19 seconds on the scoreboard, clock at a tie ball game. And again, Yellow Jackets dodging the bullet. Quarterback just going to go with a simple wraparound hit at the line of scrimmage, drop maybe for the loss of a yard, and that will take us to the fourth quarter. We got a timeout on the field with a nice tackle by Kevin Harris. Timeout on the field, we go to the fourth quarter at Bruce Jenner Stadium. It is Benedictine 28 and Graceland 28.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
It is so good to have you along with us for college football on Saturday night. Gotta love it. Ravens and Graceland tied at 28 as we go to the fourth quarter. Yellow Jackets have the football to begin it. Second down, 10 at their own 35. Quarterback Cade Ross pumps once, now goes with the shovel pass straight ahead. Ravens sniff that thing out. No gain. Third and 10, maybe 10 and a half.
But you can't run that play when Benedictine is running a spy defense. Jagger Blueball was sitting there in the middle field. He said, oh, I know what's about to happen. He's watching a film. Gets up there, makes a play on the ball, no gain on it. It's going to now bring up a third and 10. And for the Raven defense, it's a big play. You got to get yourself off the field. For Graceland on third down, they are 8 of 14 today, good enough for 57%.
Third down, 10. Running back Sebron Woods having a hard visit with the official. Now the quarterback is back to throw. Pumps once, goes side, arm caught near side. It's going to be short of the first down. Stood up, shoved out of bounds into the near sideline. Jagger, the second guy over here, and the first defender for Benedictine, Kyle Rowland.
So now it's going to be a fourth and 2 for Graceland, and Cade Ross says, leave us out there, and Patrick says, okay. So, Graceland going to roll the dice here, and go for it on fourth down. They're 1-of-1 today. Huge play in the fourth quarter. Tie ball game, and at their own 42 on a fourth down, two. Grayson leaves their offense. How did they just try to draw the defense off?
Cade has punted four times this year.
And he's going to do it again. That one is away. It's a nice kick. Ravens are just going to get away. Just let that thing go. It'll hit at the 20 and roll dead at the 19. He did exactly that earlier tonight.
Well, I was going to say, he kind of gave it away because he was there, and then he took about a half a step back, and I'm like, wow, he's at about 6.5-7 yards on the drop, which told you he was going to just catch it, punt it. And for the Raven defense, that's a big hold.
Outstanding play for Benedictine, whose second half has looked nothing like their first half. The Ravens, and at intermission, shook off the cobwebs and have come out and played a tremendous third quarter and now into the fourth.
Kind of woke up so far here in the second half. They had touchdowns on their first two drives. Their last one ended on a Jayshon fumble. Then they were starting to move the ball a little bit.
Here comes Benedictine. Ravens first and 10 to the 19-yard line. Handoff is going to go to Witherspoon. Hit behind the line of scrimmage and breaks away at a 20. Keeps his feet at the 25. Up to the 30-yard line. First down. What a nice run. Just a simple off-guard play to the right side by Dalton Witherspoon for 11.
Cornell Jones, the outside linebacker, makes the stop on the play. Coming into tonight's game, Cornell, 11 tackles, only two of those for a loss. Quickly, the Ravens back up over the football on the first and 10. They look over here to the left side in the slot. LeBron Jackson looks a little confused about this play call.
Gaff right over on the near side. Again, they're going to hand off with his boot. Bounces outside, 30-35. Wraps up ball. Look at him just wrap the arms around it. Goes to the 40-yard line. He is right at the first down sticks.
Yeah, that time he runs right over J.T. Brown and says, hey, you might be a little short of the first down, but both of us are going over, and it's going to be a second in inches. We've got a Graceland player that got to his feet, and then he's going to go back down and wait for the training staff to come in and check him out.
They're going to give him a little bit of a look over here. He was the guy who made the tackle on Witherspoon.
That's a big player.
Yes. And the guy who's over there is a safety, Brett Whitehall. But on top of being a defensive starter, because I've been talking about him a little more tonight and trying to give credit to Zach Filippi because the long snap guy is crucial. And he is the long snapper, Brett Whitehall for Graceland.
Yeah, Brett out of Waller, Texas. And so, yeah, how many times did you talk about that's a difficult position? And can I tell you, usually you don't have multiple guys on the roster that you feel comfortable with as being long snappers. So,
yeah, I thought maybe it was cramping because he got up and then he kind of went back down on the ground and he's sitting up over there, but the fact that Coach Ross is standing over here on top of him makes me more concerned about his well-being over there at the 40-yard line in front of the Benedictine sideline. Teams are getting an opportunity. I'd like to think they were getting a little hydration opportunity here because it is brutally hot outside.
So the Ravens are kind of huddled up around the coaching staff for a second, and then one player came off the sideline, came into the huddle. Must have said something extremely inspirational because you saw this offensive lineman get a little fired up after that, and it's no shock. It was 64 Zion Mathis over there on the far sideline comes in, tries to get his offensive line fired up a little bit. So Whitehall is going to come off the field, and yeah, he's not putting any weight on that right leg.
We got one guy who's a trainer and one guy who is a guy.
Might be a vet. Might be a bet.
Right? I don't know. But anyway, they're getting a little assistance and bringing him off the field to the near side. Wow. We had an interesting game last night that went a half. We have an interesting game tonight that may go extras. I mean, right now we are tied at 28 with 12 minutes and 40 seconds to play.
Are extras in the budget?
I hope so. We'll submit it and see what happens. I mean, at 48 cents an hour.
Joseph might leave.
We'll hope for the best. It's first and 10, Benedictine at the 40, their own 40. And they're going to run the same play again. And again, it's good for yardage. This time it's Sean Wara who picks up the 10 yards up the field. The Ravens have run that same play three consecutive times, three consecutive 10-yard gains.
Your headset, is it just like straight down there to Jackson? Because this is your kind of football, right?
Oh,
like,
baby.
Like, run the ball between the tackles until they stop it, right?
Yeah.
Keep running that play until they stop it. You ran it three times and picked up 30 yards.
And you know what the call is on the fourth time, right? throw it. You run it again. Come on. This is the time. Look, you've got these safeties sucked up a little bit because they don't want to give up anything. Yeah. See, now they're into the box. You've got nobody over the top, and now they're going to try to drop him back.
Motion will go to the right side. That's Reed Levi. First and 10, Benedictine there across midfield. The quarterback is going to throw. Jackson is over the middle. He's got the big man, and he throws it away. Another interception, but wait a minute. This interception is not going to stand. There's a pass interference on Reed.
Yeah, that time Reed Levi came wide open, and then he got bear hugged in the middle, and that's why that thing got intercepted. So Benedictine, instead of being an interception, they're going to have this thing down to the 32-yard line, excuse me.
Look at our call from the officiating crew. This crew's working hard tonight. They've had a handful. I'll give them that.
Gathright going to check out for this first down.
Pass interference. Defense, 15 yards, spot,
well, to the chagrin of the many Graceland fans on hand here tonight.
It's turned into a nice crowd for both teams.
Yeah, a late arriving crowd, fashionably late perhaps. It's a 28-28 ball game right now with 11:37 to go. The officials are trying to ascertain the spot of the ball. It was originally at the 48. So that is going to take it down to the 33.
Right.
Sounds like solid math. Cohen, what do you think? 48 minus 15, 33? He can cipher that.
He would tell you that's good math.
And so for Benedictine, the drive continues. First and 10 at the 33. They've already, the sticks aren't set, but the play clock's running.
Gathright came out and got a breather as Sanford came in, but now quickly they're going to race him back out and switch that up and bring Gathright back in. Line him up to the right side on this play. Warra is going to be your running back.
First and 10, BC. Motion left. Little jet sweep. Looking for the edge. Gathright. He'll try to turn. There's no room. Cuts inside at the 30. Hit from behind down near the 25-yard line. He's going to be close to another first down.
What a job right there by the running back, Sean Warra. He got out there, and it looked like there was going to be no corner to be turned. And then all of a sudden, he played a big block on a defensive end right there. Pushes him out of bounds. Allows just a little wiggle room for Sean Warra. That time, Jalen Ponson in there, wearing number 11. I'm going to guess that's not the 5'7" junior running back.
Matthew Sanford is in. He will go to the left side. And we're going to go to the Wildcat. Look in the backfield. You've got Jay Sean. He is going to be back there with Sean Warra.
And Jackson's just out of the game on this play.
Ravens have incredible speed on the field right now on a second down one, just inside the 25-yard line. And it's going to be kept himself. Jay Sean, he's to the 20. Jay Sean straight ahead, 15-yard line. First to 10, Ravens at the 15.
You know what the Ravens are doing right now, especially on this possession? They're just relying on this big offensive line up there and figuring that Graceland has gotten worn down up front. We're not seeing Graceland intermix their defensive linemen like the Ravens do, right? Benedictine, every play you're seeing new linemen, no drop-off. For Graceland, they haven't done that. Benedictine doing a great job getting behind this huge offensive line.
And even on the offense, BC's rotating guys in. We're just rapidly keeping an eye on who is in the game. And now motion to the right is Zangu Fuyana. This time the handoff straight ahead to the 15 and maybe a yard. Boy, that was a big play.
That time they were trying to run off the left side behind Avery Fuller, and Fuller just couldn't get his guy moved. Great stop right there for Graceland. Only a 2-yard gain. We're down to the 9. Hold on. I got to get to a number that I can read on the scoreboard. 9:50 left here in the contest.
I could win a foot race right now with John Mitchell because he's getting up so slowly and he's moving so slowly. He is a big man and it is hot and he's been beating around and we're in the fourth quarter. What's been a hard play football game. This young man is exhausted out there. Second down 9, Benedictine at the 15. Deep in Graceland territory. QB's back to throw. Sets up the screen. Has to throw it too quickly because the defense is back there and it goes incomplete. So Benedictine throwing the ball into the right flat, and they were looking over there toward Cameron Dover, but Cameron hadn't even turned around, Gus, and he had no reason to have, because Dooley had to throw it very quickly.
But even if he does turn around, he's going to catch that probably for a loss on the play. So, again, not a terrible play. It's one of those like when you throw it at the feet of your intended receiver because you don't really want him to catch it.
So for Benedictine, it is a third down and 9 at the 15. Got to get this thing down to the 6-yard line for the first down. Jayshon Khan will come up in the backfield with a quarterback. Back to throw. Rolling left. Throws to Jayshon. Gets it. He's at the 10. Jayshon's at the 8-yard line short of the first down by 1.5, maybe 2 yards. Now, if you're Benedictine,
Gus, you need to get a score, okay? You can take a chip shot field goal or on a fourth and, fourth and two at the eight. The Ravens are going to leave their offense out there. They have run the ball very well.
They're going to bring
Warren back.
Yeah, they're going to bring Warren in. They're also going to bring back into the ballgame LeBron Jackson on the right side, and looks at their tight end. It's going to be Reed Levi.
So the Ravens, let's see what they do. Fourth down, Benedictine is a tie game in the fourth quarter. Fourth down and two. We're down to 8:40 to play. Timeout. We're going to get a timeout taken, and let's enjoy the break while they work this out. 8.5 to go in the game. Benedictine 28, Grayson 28.
Looking for a fun way to beat the heat and let loose?
Come on down to the biggest bar in Atchison, High Voltage Bar and Dance.
With two floors, spacious seating, pool tables, dartboards, cornhole, and live music from local bands like ADD.
A variety of drink specials all week long. DJs and themes that separate High Voltage from the rest.
For news and updates, follow at High Voltage Bar and at Barstool Benedictine on Instagram.
Must be 21 or over.
When you visit one of the 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. They live, work, and play where you do. So you're seeing them at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing their kids on the park playground. USB employees believe they're stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why they hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why they love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
All right, back with you with Lamoni. Benedictine taking the timeout. They have got things, I suspect, where they want them. It is a fourth down two. A tie game. 8 minutes ago, they're at the 9-yard line. There's the snap back. Jackson, pump fakes, chase. His hit, gets away, runs left, he can carry it in, Jackson 10, Jackson 5, Jackson goes feet first down to the 2-yard line, give the Ravens a first and goal.
What a job right there by Jackson Dooley. He slid out of the would-be sack that was going to take him all the way back to the 20-yard line. All the Graceland players were on the far side. He said, wait, I got a big avenue and I can run a little time and we're going to punch this thing in right here. Isn't that great?
With 8:05 to go, I like that. And that's where it is.
Yeah.
8:05 to go in the ball game. Tied at 28, Benedictine, first and goal at the 3. Now, wait, the Ravens got to run another timeout. They have incorrect personnel. There's confusion, and now a penalty marker. What is going on?
Joel's out on the field.
Joel called a timeout.
The official counted 12, and we're going to see what they do.
Dwight Hatt then, through a subsequent penalty, is there a timeout?
Yeah, he said timeout prior to the penalty.
Okay, let's keep it here, Joseph, because this can't take very long. That's a little disappointing. Benedictine, who's had a little momentum, get the ball inside. They got it marked at the 3-yard line. That's where they're going to say the ball was at when Jackson Duda began to have his foot first, giving up himself, slide. But at that point, the Ravens are going to have to try to make sure everyone is on the same page. They had run an 11th player, maybe a 12th player into the game, and coach ran out to take that timeout.
So for the Ravens, it's a big timeout, right? Having burned two and still 7:51 left in the ball game. Now, the difference is, I'm not really sure what Patrick's over here. I'm telling you, he talks to the official more than the other guys talk to him.
Yeah, well, he knows what's going on. Patrick's got stuff well in hand over here.
So, the Ravens will break the huddle, and you hope they have the right personnel in there. And the last guy out of the huddle with his little whiteboard, Coach Pops.
We've got some interesting games going on around the conference. We'll talk about them after this. First and goal play for the Ravens at the 3-yard line, tied here at 28. Other games on the conference are 28-27, 41-38. There are some close ones tonight. First and goal. Dooley takes the snap. Hands off. Jayshon stretches it, heads in. Touchdown, Ravens! Jayshon on a foot race to the corner, inside the pylon, and Benedictine, for the first time since the opening minutes of the game, has taken a lead.
That time, Jayshon with the Superman dive at the pylon, and Benedictine retakes the lead. They gave up the lead at 8:17 left in the first quarter and haven't led since. They tied once, twice, but yeah, their last lead was at 8:16.
Now, Harry Balk, you're looking to get Benedictine its largest lead of the game. The placement, the kick, it's wobbly, it's wiggly, it gets through, and we've got a timeout on the field. One pretty counts as eight. Timeout of the field is 7:45 to play. We're in Lamoni, Iowa, where it is Benedictine. 35?
Yep.
Graceland at 28.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Other value menus have burritos, maybe even nachos. But only Taco John's valueist menu has the cheese-loving audacity to put nachos inside a burrito. With crunchy tortilla chips, creamy nacho cheese, and zesty sauces, our new Nacho Crunch burritos pack two melty faves into one. Try them with seasoned beef for just $2, or grilled chicken for $3. This might be our cheesiest menu ever. The valueist menu, only at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
The Benedictine kick is away, Ed, in kind of an unusual move. It's going to be a touchback as Trey Blake, the return man for Grayson, who really likes to bring that ball out of the end zone. He likes his time to take a knee. It will be Grayson ball at their own 25-yard line with Benedictine leading now by 7.
How about this? Penn has come from behind to lead Missouri Valley 28-27 with 7 minutes left. Statesman under the lights game.
First and 10, Yellow Jackets. Gus, this has been a tale of two very different halves.
Yeah, for Benedictine. In the first half, they struggled a bit. Fumbles, punts. In the second half, 4 possessions, 3 touchdowns, the 1 fumble. For Graceland, they've had a punt, touchdown, interception, punt.
And Darius Thomas is going to be the running back for the Yellow Jackets. Cade Ross is their quarterback. And he will drop the ball, pick it up, hand off, running back. A little delay gives him some room. He's at the 30, 35, 40, 41, 2-yard line. That was a quick 17-yard hitter. And Gus, the drop of the ball, which is unintentional, I think was the delay that allowed the blocking to establish.
Yeah, it gave plenty of time for the running back to get a little bit of a lane built up in the big first down.
Quarterback is going to run it very quickly. And again, they will hand it off to Darius Thomas, who goes into the right side of the line. But much less successfully, good for 2.
So let's talk about something. Even if Graceland does score, they're going to have to make the decision whether they take the PAT or go for 2, because you look down here on the sideline, their long snapper, Whitehall, he's done for the day. He's got a big ice bag on his right leg, and he's on the crutches right now.
Yeah, not only you decide because of that, but you also, you know, are you gassed? Do you have to go for the win here at home if that's what happens? Here's a running play into the middle. And did you see the quarterback, after he wraps around and hands it up to Darius Thomas, he gives his both hands and kind of gives him a shove into the line. Did you see that?
Jaron Heron finally comes up with the stop. But, yeah, Cade Ross hoping for the best. And now your running back, a little slow to get up. He's going to wobble off the field, and Sabron Woods will check in. Now, Sabron, 5'10", 168-pound junior running back out of North Dallas by way of North Garland High School.
And he's down on the ground. He got up the side and immediately rolled on the ground trying to get himself a little rest. 3rd down 5. Again, the look over to the near side. Sabron Woods, the running back. 3 receivers to the wide side, left side, 1 to the right side. Play clock at 4, at 3. Quarterback takes the snap, throws it near side. Caught, 40, 20, 35, 30, 20. Down inside the 20-yard line. And there is where, because a corner makes a gamble. You tried to jump the route. It did not work, and it's a big gainer.
Yeah, that time Jackson tried to undercut that thing. Couldn't quite get it. Baby and able to make the stop down the field. But a huge play right there for Graceland, picking up the first down and getting this thing all the way down to the 20-yard line. That'll be 1st and 10 for the jacket.
Clock ticking along. We're inside 6 minutes to play. Benedictine leading at 35-28, but Grayson moving the ball. Quarterback is going to keep it himself. He'll boot to the right side. Gets a great block down to the 15. Stays in bounds at the 10. Finally bumps out of bounds inside the 10 down to the 7-yard line. Pushing him down is going to be Isaac Anderson, but because there was a great job by the quarterback. He just comes to a dead stop. The defense kind of thought maybe he stepped out of bounds, and then he took off and ran again.
Yep, great little stop and start right there for Cade Ross. It'll be first and goal now for Graceland at the 10-yard line. You know how I feel about this. I would have preferred going out at the 11, be able to pick up a first down. Either way, it's going to be first and goal for this Graceland. Oh, with 5:10 left in the contest.
Reggie Wilson to the left side. Motion right, back to the left. QB will keep it. He runs it again himself. This time he's going to be hit at the 10, and the Ravens will swarm him down. The ball pops down, and he jumps back on it.
Jagger,
lucky.
Yeah, Jagger blue ball over there was able to knife the ball loose, but Cade Ross jumped back on it. So, it'll bring up second and goal from the 10. A nice play, though, by Jagger going sideline to sideline. 4:40 left in the game.
Second down call. And
now, you realize we're starting to flirt with the territory that if Grayson doesn't get into the end zone, they don't get the ball back.
Christian Constantine will go to the left side. Trey Blake is in the slot. But again, you got to be looking at your main receiver. Quarterback is back. He's throwing. He wants his man. He's got his man. He catches it. Touchdown, Graceland. Who do you go to? It's got to be Gerald Monroe.
Yeah, Gerald Monroe over there with the catch. And that for him, that's going to be his fourth touchdown of the evening.
PAT coming up is huge. And in the game, Alex Tuyo has been perfect. But again, we're going to have another snapper.
Jaden Warren, a freshman, is going to be out there snapping the ball here.
Different holder also.
There it is!
Over his head! It's rolling around at the 25. Picked up and down at the 25-yard line. There is what happens when you have your long snapper playing defense. He gets banged up. The bad snap, and we've got a timeout of the Ravens cling to the lead. Timeout of the field with 4 minutes and 20 seconds to go in the ballgame. Benedictine, 35. Graceland, 34.
Community banks play a vital role in our local economy by lending to small business owners and farmers while providing essential banking services that small towns and rural communities like ours need. For generations, we've offered products and services for those who live in our neighborhoods and beyond. With 10 area locations and internet banking, we can serve you better. We are proud of our community and appreciate our customers.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer with a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry. They provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right parts, whether it's for your passenger vehicle or your heavy duty parts for the big trucks. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Good to have you with us here in Lahoni, Iowa. The crowd didn't need the encouragement from the PA guy, although they got it. They're coming to their feet regardless, and well, they should. It's a one-point ball game. Benedictine on the road today is anticipating the onside kick. Got the hand seat. We have 4:20 to play for Graceland. Do they have the full complement of timeouts left? I don't see.
I feel like they've only got two. But here's the deal. A first down allots you 2 minutes of play, right? So three plays, 40 seconds each, you're going to get 2 minutes. So, again, two first downs ends this game.
I'm showing three timeouts left for Graceland and one for Benedictine. Yes,
that'd be right.
Kind of correct, huh?
But that would be right. But I thought they called one earlier on a play clock going down.
So here we go. Graceland, and look at their kick coverage unit. It's all in the 20s and 30s, their jersey number. So they got the hand teams out there also. The advance, the boot. Oh, yeah, he just buried it, kicked it away. They're going to field it and down it. Yep, down it a yard deep in the end zone, and it will be first and 10, Benedictine.
That was dicey.
Yeah, you want a shot for Sean Warren to probably not see the field again on kick or kick return? That play right there.
Do you think he was serious?
No, he was just playing around. But the problem is, sometimes your momentum carries you out of the end zone, and then you've got a real issue.
Sean was dancing around in the end zone after having fielded that kickoff just to kind of illuminate what we're talking about. And then made a hard sprint toward the goal line like he was going to bring it out, stopping inches short, hitting the brakes, locking him up, and taking a knee.
So for both teams right here, it's going to come down to your offensive line versus your defensive line. For Graceland, their defensive line has been worn down a little bit. We've seen the Ravens run the ball a little more effectively here in the second half. They've got to get a stop. For the Ravens, two first downs, and this thing could be over.
What does it always come down to? It's the line play. Here's a pass over to the near side. That was a good job by Jackson Dooley to not have that thing picked off.
Three and 10 seconds. Right? Now you stop the clock. So effectively, you're giving Graceland another timeout.
You gave him a timeout, and you gave them 30 seconds?
Yep.
You know.
Now, checking back into the ballgame for the Ravens, Court Madsen will come out. LeBron Jackson will be in for this second and 10. 4:10 left in the game.
So now Benedictine needing some yardage to give it a first down.
Ravens right now leading 35-34.
6 seconds, 5, 4. There's your snap. Hand off, bouncing outside. Don't go out of bounds. Then he does. That's crossed the 30. And nope, stays in play up to the 31-yard line. The run to the left side by Dalton Witherspoon. And that was a smart play to stay in bounds. Let that clock run. And he also picked up most of it. So give him about 7 on that little carry. And the Ravens, because in all honesty, I feel like, particularly in the second half, they have run the ball really, really well.
Ravens just took Jacoby Hinton out of the ball game, and they're going to bring Tyler Edwards, a 5'11" freshman, and now you got Jayshon in at your back.
Jayshon's running it. Jackson Dooley out. It's a 3rd down, 3 call. Benedictine at the 32. Quarterback's going to keep it, goes ahead, picks up the 1st down with a great 2nd effort. Give that 1st and 10 to our halftime guest, Jayshon Todd.
Yeah, Jayshon reaches the ball out at the end, makes sure that he was going to stretch past the 35. That's a big 1st down right there. Jackson Dooley will walk back in. Sean Wara is going to be your running back. You're going to see Tyler Edwards check out, Jacoby Hinton back in. That's something interesting to see. All these new linemen into the ballgame for the Ravens. Right now, they're going to be out there with Avery Fuller, Jacoby Hinton. Your centers are Rashad Beckman, Henry Lee at the right tackle, or right guard, and Brenton Smith holding down the right tackle spot.
How good is it to have depth on your team? 1st and 10, Benedictine at the 35. They'll bring motion to the left side. Handoff is going to go straight ahead. It's going to be maybe a yard, not much more than that, but what it will do is take another 30 seconds away. Clock is ticking along now at 2.5 to go. And we're going to get a yellow jacket T.O. taking a break, Joseph. It comes again. 2:30 to go in the game. Benedictine 35, Graceland 34.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Yep. Hey, we're happy to have you along with us here on CARE Radio. It's not yet, Joseph. I got 8 minutes, so I'm going to save that. Right now, Benedictine is going to see if they can't maintain this offensive possession and maintain this 1-point lead with 2.5 minutes to go. Coming out of the timeout, taken by Graceland, BC, 2nd and 9.
Ravens need, what, another first down? This time, Jay Sean is going to keep it himself, duck up the left hash mark, pick up a first down, and we're going to get a very quick timeout. We'll hang on to it here. Christian is going to burn TO2.
So he's going to be, what, well short. It's going to bring up third and eight, right?
It will bring up third down and a full seven at least, you know, close to eight. Yeah.
So the Ravens, here's the deal. Graceland has one timeout remaining. I think it's 2:20 left in the game. If Benedictine's able to get one first down, you're able to win this game because, again, you're able to take 2 minutes off per three plays. So a big third down call right here for Benedictine. And you've got also another decision to make. Do you run the ball, keep the clock going, and force Graceland to use that last timeout? Or do you gamble a little bit? You know that Coach Osborne, in the back of his mind, is thinking back to week one, right? They were kind of in this position against Morningside.
They needed, and they're the same part of the field, needed a first down to salt the game away, did not, gave up the touchdown that ultimately cost them the game with 50 seconds to go. They don't want to see that history repeat itself. Here we go! Dalton Witherspoon is the running back. He's on Jackson Dooley's left hand. It is a third down. 7 call.
Something's wrong with the formation.
Coach is not happy. Moshe will come to the right side. Jayshon.
He's out of timeout, so he can't stop this thing. 15. Jayshon's looking down, trying to figure it out. Jackson says, you got it? Let's go.
Third down. Quarterback is back. Here's the pass, and a terrible pass.
He caught it!
Did he catch it? No.
And Jackson's upset because if he floats it, that's a huge play.
It might even be a touchdown.
So now,
but here's the problem again. You know how I hate throwing a ball in this circumstance because now you've stopped the clock and you've given.
You preserved that last timeout for Graceland.
You have given them the Yellow Jackets a golden opportunity here. And we will see what Graceland is made of. Because with 2:20 or so to go, 2:29 to go, Ravens have no timeouts. Yellow Jackets have two. And BC is going to be forced to punt it away. And again, and it's for the second time this season, Benedictine, as the punt is not good, nearly blocked, but they get it away. 35, 30, 25, 20.
Get away from
it. A big Raven roll, 15, 14, 13-yard line, and the officials will come up and stop it because BC is going to just let it lay there. So now we're at 2:10.
Give or take.
That's a lot of time. For 2 timeouts, 2:10.
1 timeout.
Oh, okay.
That's wrong.
Right. They used the second one. So even with 1 timeout, 2:10 is a world of time.
And once we get under 2 minutes, the clock stops with the first down just long enough to set the chains and spot the ball. So
quarterback Cade Ross, he is a good one, and he has been a handful tonight for Benedictine. On the evening, Cade Ross, 19 of 31, passed at about 248 yards,
but
4 touchdowns.
If you're Graceland, you've almost got to score a touchdown because you don't have a snapper for your field goal. So it's not like you can get down to the 25 and kick one to win this thing.
Can you drop kick?
No, probably not.
Here's a little handoff straight ahead. The Ravens like that, running into the middle, and they're going to make the tackle a gain of about 9. But now the Ravens are going to take the time getting up. Yellow Jackets taking a world of time here, getting themselves realigned and back out over the ball. It'll pick up a second down, too. Graceland. And again, if they run it again, pick up a first down, and the quarterback is going to keep it himself. He'll boot.
Whoa, he's short.
Oh, what a defensive play on the far side for the Ravens. And it will be a third down. How about Jared Heron over there?
Jared Heron has had a fantastic game for the Ravens. Now, instead of worrying about getting down the field, they've got to worry about getting the first down. It's third and one. We're down to a minute 20-something, a minute 20 now left in the game.
It's 4 down territory for the Yellow Jackets. Quarterback is back to throw. Rolling. He's got a man wide open to the middle of the field. Now he's going to change directions. He's going to throw over to the left side. He's got a man open. It's going to be caught. Monroe at the 45. No one was back or with him. You can see him wide open. First and 10, Graceland near the 50.
So they're going to spot the ball, roll the clock with a minute 10 or a minute 5. Boom. They're going to roll it, roll the clock. There we go. And now back up over the football.
Yellow Jackets with now a minute to go.
Wraparound handoff. Straight ahead running, and I don't understand that at all. No gain on the play.
Uh-oh.
Wait, did he break away? Yeah, he's going to get about 4 or 5. Ravens, poor tackling right there, but they run a little time off.
Yeah, that play has took a lot of time. Now you're down to 45, 44, 43. Graceland has one timeout, but they're running around. They look a little confused. You got to expect that they're going to gun one deep shortly.
Second down, 5 out of 50. Quarterback is back to throw, and there it is. Over the middle, it's going to be deep, and it's going to be caught at the 30. And again, they're putting the ball in the hands of Monroe. I'm surprised the Ravens aren't trying to cover him up more closely.
Yeah, right now, Benedictine kind of giving him a little bit of a cushion. I think they just kind of play in that snake in the mongoose thing, as Gerald Monroe is going to have to come out.
Yeah.
He is injured on this near sideline.
He's pretending to get the clock to stop on the near side.
He was out of bounds. Now he's going to be forced to come out for a play. So,
and again, if you're Graceland, you got to be thinking now field goal. I know your snapper's not good, but you have to put your eggs in a basket.
I wouldn't. Not with this offense. I wouldn't let myself lose the game because I got a freshman who can't snap a football.
Now, see, the Graceland Yellow Jackets are getting a free timeout because of the acting efforts out here.
Yeah, see, Monroe?
Monroe. He's fine. Look at him out there.
Yeah, he's saying, I can stay in the game, and the official says, you're not staying in for this play.
So, the play has been halted for a moment as Monroe has been able to stymie the game with a half a minute to play.
Mickey's making a 90. You want to talk about that?
Tell you what. Well, yes. While the officials are talking about it, we're going to talk about the fact that we really hope that you're enjoying tonight's thrilling Raven football game here on KAIRFM, Horton, Atchison. Boom! As we get the double zeros on the top.
We had a Raven that was down over here on the near side, too.
So now we're going to get Kyle a little attention, and he's going to walk over to the far side. Raven defense, they need something big right here. We have a half a minute to play in the game. Ravens lead at 35-34. Monroe is going to be allowed to stay in the game.
Now, Graceland's trying to snap the ball. The Ravens still haven't got their player off.
Yellow Jackets are, for the first time in this hurry-up offense, they're actually over the field, over the ball, and hurried up. Adarius Thomas is in the backfield. Quarterback is Cade Ross. It's going to be a huge win or huge loss for whoever wins or loses this game. Huge.
Somebody's going to come away and look at a lot of mistakes tonight.
Oh, yeah. First down. Ravens go with a blitz. Quarterback is back to throw. Going right. Looking deep. Got his man. And that's a beautiful pass interference. And there's the penalty. The penalty is going to be assessed against Benedictine. And instead of defending the ball, we had a push off for the Ravens secondary.
So from the 30, the ball will go down to the 15-yard line.
28 seconds, tons of time.
Now, you got to talk about the field goal kicker for Graceland. You don't have a snapper, and the kid is 0-for-1 this season, and his miss was for 22.
Here's our call. That time in the college, you know, the NFL, that you spot it, you can have a 40-yard penalty.
Well, it's a spot because it's under 15 yards. See, it's only a 14-yard
pass. I see.
Pass.
So it's at the 17-yard line, first down. Grayson, QB is back. And Chubba hit back at the 27-yard line. Are they going to take the timeout?
Well, the clock
there
never, the clock never ran, and now they're going to have a problem.
The clock is broken. Well, I was hoping it was going to be band-aided together long enough to finish the game, but it's not. There you go.
So the clock didn't move on the snap. So we're going to have to figure out how long that play took.
Well, there is an official down at the field who is keeping time. Okay. The clock's showing 26.9 now. But the officials are going to say, we're going to take the final timeout with Graceland. So, Joseph, well, they're trying to figure it out. We're going to take the final timeout of the game by either team. We believe there's about 25 seconds or so to go in the contest. Where it is Benedictine, 35, Graceland, 34.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight,
Whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
There's only Highway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown. The keys are this. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will lead you through the many lines of juices, the large variety of mods and kits, and some of the most affordable, reliable, and many-flavored disposables in the area. They have alternative vaping products, too. Wink, wink. Did I mention 90 varieties of wildberry incense and locally made beard oil? Skyway Vapes, downtown Atchison, 711 Commercial Street.
We're going to run more time. Hey, welcome back to Lamoni, where this thing's coming down to the final moments, and they're going to reset the clock. Where'd they put it? They did put it at 28.3 seconds. Tough break for the Ravens right there. Graceland, after the sack, is going to be second and about what? 17, 18. Quarterback is back. Going right. Has his man in zone. He dropped at the one.
That's a nice play over there by Jackson Hoskins. And Jackson struggled a little bit tonight. That time able to get a hand in there. And I'm telling you, everybody held their collective breath for a moment as it looked like Grayson was going to be able to catch that and be right at the goal line.
And the clock continues to fail here in Lamoni. Such a mess. Here we go, coming back to the line. Graceland with the football. It's third down at about 16. The quarterback is back. Throwing right. Has his man. It's going to be batted away. Matter of fact, it hit a Benedicta player, and it's going to go incomplete.
Hit Jackson Hoskins in the back of the head, and now with 18 seconds left, Graceland is going to try to kick a field goal. Their freshman long snapper, you've got a kicker who is 0-for-1 on the season for field goals. His only attempt, 22 yards. Here we go.
There's no timeout. This thing is going to happen right now. It'll be spotted at the 35. It's a 45-yard field goal effort. Pressure. Now the officials, for some reason, coming up over the football in the air, stopping the game.
Ravens don't have a timeout.
Big save. Benedictine has a timeout left. So they're going to give it to him. I thought both teams were clearly done with their timeout.
Yeah. So, Benedictine going to use that timeout. Oh, you're not really icing the kicker. You're icing the snapper right here. Now, look over here on the nearest sideline. Yeah, we got a little player, number 10. Who is that? Jason Gilliland, a wide receiver. He's looking for a different football to bring in for the field goal. Now they're going to say, nope, this is the ball we're using, and he's going to toss the ball he wanted out.
So as it does sometimes, it comes down to the kicker. The ball is going to be on the right hash mark, and they're a little closer now. It's going to be on the 35. Now it's on the 34-yard line. So this is going to be a 44-yard field goal effort.
It's because he's setting at 6 and not 7, so it's going to be a little shorter, Sam.
Ravens trying to disrupt, waiting for the snap. Here is the final play of the game. It is down. It is up. Oh, it's high enough. It's long enough. He hits the field goal. So we have...
Hold on. We got a penalty on the play.
Wait a minute, gang. Markers are down.
We're going to get a hold, I believe, against Graceland. Or is it after the play? Oh, no. We got a penalty marker in the middle of the field.
So the field goal is good. And with 13 seconds to go to the ball game, with no timeouts just for the Ravens, they trail by 2. That was ice in the veins by the kicker for Graceland, Alex Tuio. The freshman from Orlando, Florida. When he hit that thing, it had plenty on it.
37-35 is the score.
Somebody needs to call Jenner and see if they'll give some more money to get a score for him.
Gotta have to break loose for North Carolina. Now for Grayson, wait, you flip this thing, right?
Yeah.
Right?
No way, you kick this thing deep to Jay Sean.
Jay Sean, when these two teams met last year, had a kickoff return for a touchdown.
86.
And it will be Jay Sean and Dalton Witherspoon. They're going to be standing back at the 5-yard line. Benedict into their standard kick return set. And again, for Grayson, it is all small numbers on the kick coverage team. So here we go. No timeouts left. 13 seconds to go. Ravens are now down by 2. Here's the kick. High and in over end. Is he going to bring it out? Sure. Here we go. Ravens up the right side 10. 15, 20, 5, 30, 5, 40, 5, 50, 5, 40, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20.
Touchdown, Ravens! 108 yards. The kickoff return. Oh, my goodness. The Jenner Stadium crowd is stunned. And now there's a penalty marker.
Wow.
Is this going to be called a blocking error?
The holding against the Ravens.
With less than a second on the clock. What?
Number 43, receiving two.
So the Ravens are going to have to have one play.
Wow.
Jay Sean, is he a spectacular? Oh, boy.
Yeah, the problem is now Jay Sean's going to be gassed, and you're going to be looking for him on this play, right? And Coach Osborne not happy. He's out on the field, and these Iowa officials are going to get the Iowa kid tonight.
After the penalty, Benedict will have a first and 10 from the 30-yard line.
So the Ravens will have one snap.
Going to have one play.
70 yards away.
Half a second.
This has been a crazy one tonight.
Oh, and Jay Sean's back here. He's just gassed.
How can you not be? Over 100 yards on that kick return. He bobbed. He weaved. He dodged his way down the field. He did everything humanly possible. And then a mystery phantom call.
Wow. That was going to be a play for the ages.
So, if you're Graceland, you go to quick. They got cover 3 deep.
Oh, yeah.
Nickel coverage, something like that.
Now, for Graceland, make sure you don't have a defensive penalty here. Right? You don't want, like, a face mask or something at the end. But for Benedictine, it's going to be one of those crazy, you're going to have to figure something out, lateral it, hope for the best, but... Man, that is going to be a tough one, and you're going to lose to Grayson, who's going to go now 3-0. Benedictine's going to fall to 1-2.
Yeah. There's a snap back. Final play of the game. They'll launch it over to the near side. It's going to be a pick six.
Nope, they're going to bump him out of bounds. Final score tonight, Graceland. 39, Benedictine 37. And now there's a fight. Graceland players swarming. The Benedictine players on the sideline. The officials trying to come over and separate them as the Graceland players are in a tussle. Now there's fights out of the middle of the field. Joseph, we're taking a break. We'll return to Lamoni.
Look at this.
Are you worried about a new skin spot? Don't ignore the warning signs. Skin cancer is extremely common and can affect anyone. Regular screenings help catch problems early, improving treatment success. Join the surgical care experts at Amberwell Atchison for free skin cancer screenings on September 15th from 2 to 5 p.m. at 800 Ravenhill Drive in Atchison. The screenings are open to everyone and no appointments are needed. Just walk in. Their caring team is dedicated to your well-being. Skin spots that could be cancerous or precancerous are worth getting checked out. For questions, call 913-367-6682.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Well, it was an interesting ball game. It was a
crazy finish. And then, gotta say, it's just as sad a display sportsmanship as I've ever seen.
Yeah.
The two teams are out of the field. Still.
Here's the deal. Patrick Roth got fired from Lindenwood for a reason, and this was part of it. He's not been able to keep a hold of his team, and it's a great win for Graceland, and then it's going to be overshadowed by an ending like this. This film is going to go into the league office, and I feel like there shouldn't be any suspensions to come up from this, but there's going to be a lot of talk after this with both teams, right? Because, again, neither team should be happy, and now, in a nice display of sportsmanship, we're going to see things happening out on the field. Here's the deal. Both teams need to just get to the locker room, move on. But for Graceland, it's a huge win. They moved to 3-0. And for Graceland, what, you're probably the 90s since the last time they started 3-0?
Oh, at least.
Even that?
Yeah. With Jeff Criswell.
Huh?
Probably was on the team.
So, for the Ravens, it's a disappointment. You're going to fall to 1-2, the number 7 team in the country. You're going to fall probably somewhere around that 20-ish, maybe even out of the top 25 after a loss like this. Because, again, the national people are going to look at Graceland and say, oh, well, that's a nice team, but they played Doan and they played Central Methodist, and now they beat a Benedictine team who, you know, is now sub-500. But, again, this is a tough loss for this Raven team. And now they're going to have to circle the wagons and figure out how the rest of this season goes, right? You haven't got into divisional play, so there's still a lot of things to happen, but you can't let this season unwind 3 games in.
No question about it. By Graceland's next home game, somebody must be sure to bring a little L.E. to the stadium. Thank you very much, young man. You have a pleasant evening. Tell you what. Next week, we got Sports Look coming up. We've got High School Football Friday night. And Benedictine on Saturday again, afternoon game.
Yep.
And I think that's going to do it for us. What do you say? Final score here tonight. Graceland coming from behind on the final play of the game. Wins it 37-35. And until we reach the next time for Joseph at the Care Sports Studio. Cohen here giving us a great hand. Good job, young man. Tom Couch. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Benedictine Raven Football on your local sports authority, KAIR 93.7 FM, and streaming at KAIRFM.com. Our coverage of Benedictine Raven Football is brought to you by Hamada Wealth Management.